Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Donny Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Corleone.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
Make
fan, saving on mine. She told my name is Gary, I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't want to, so she told her to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry, her baby she would carry. And if she had a baby, his name's her baby Harry. Her mother's name is Mary, which is really quite scary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say it's scary. She says it's not heavy, her father's a fairy. His wife's a secretary, his son's the military. They forced him to a left, I guess it wasn't voluntary. His daughter's name is Jerry, his son's a time is Jerry. Jerry had to prove it, it was only temporary. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I see this father, man, she kinda worry. Customary, they give us commentary. Some say it's bad, some say it's legendary. You're touching all your wants, try your local library. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I received was a pat on my back. That's what you get, it happened to me. Ain't that right, mixed master, I-C-E.
Dictionary breath, you're one of a kind. You said your name was Gary, didn't choose to call you Barry. Didn't care if your name was Mother Matter Harry. I choose to call you Sunny, because you have a tummy. My father's not a furry, you're the one who walks a funny. Your nose is always funny, you look like Buzz Bunny. All your acts are old, ancient as a mummy. Your house is so scummy, your clothes are so bummy. But now that you're here back, and all I want is your money. Educated rapper, you ain't nothing but a dummy. You try to be chubby, or you play as you're running. I bet making love to you was really deep crummy. You say it's customary to keep your commentary. Do you know you didn't even pass? All you received was a kick in the ass. That's what you did, cause I had enough. And that right mix matched the ice cream puff.
Little bowl, B, cold, lost, or G. And Rip Van Winkle, fella, hella. cuts for the kids, he's what he do. Not lying, y'all, he's the best I know. And if I lie, my nose will grow like a little with a boy named Pinocchio. And you all know how to start free. Go!
Big stuff for kids, he plays much gigs. He's a big bad wolf, and yo, the three bigs. He's a big bad wolf in your neighborhood. Not bad, meaning bad, but bad, meaning good. That is Show, podcasting live weekdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com, WGAG-radio, Georgia Gospel. Please believe it. The Don Nicole Young Show. Y'all touch yourself. Be yourself. He's in the building. And I am your host, Don Nicole Young. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Settle down, class. Settle down. It's too early. Is it snowing where y'all at? It's snowing in Georgia. Georgia. Incredible. Incredible. I'm so glad it's snowing. I'm so glad. I love it when it snows in Georgia. Everything shuts down. Big ups to the Georgia public school system. Amen. 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 Even the light bill company is not, is not open today. Big ups to the electric company. They just got their workers on standby, but not to turn off your electricity. This is good. Gotta love it, man. Hey, you ain't even got the police on the roads. Yes, Lord. Yes. I love it, boy. We really appreciate love the snow in Georgia. I don't know what y'all people up in New York and all them other places, y'all don't appreciate the snow. Y'all still got to go to work. Damn bus still running. Damn school still open. Incredible. No, we appreciate love the snow. We don't do shit. We shut it down completely. Welcome to Southern Hospitality. We really care about our motherfucking people down here in Georgia. We care about them. God damn it. They even posted up on the news. If you was scheduled for jury duty on Monday, you don't have to show up. You see what I'm saying? Big ups to Georgia. Meanwhile, y'all niggas in jury duty right now up in New York and all the mother goddamn mean ass states, inconsiderate, non hospitality states. Yes. Y'all goddamn boss be like, I don't know how the fuck you gonna get to work, but you better start shoveling that goddamn snow now. You better get your ass out. Bring your ass on in. It's a little bit different down here in Georgia, boy. Call in to work in Georgia, be like, hey, I ain't gonna be able to show up. It's snowing. Don't worry about it. It's fine. We got it covered. We'll just stay here and just work because we can't go anyway. So, hey, you have fun with your family and we'll just finish working here, okay, till the snow clears. Yeah. Incredible. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. I wouldn't trade Georgia in for a plate of cookies. I damn sure wouldn't trade in for Africa, for the record. If anybody thought they would be able to type that faster than I added Africa in there, I wouldn't trade Georgia in for Africa. Unless, it's always an unless, they give me Africa. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. On the other side of town, man, thank y'all so much of you know what, Foul Liners, you just took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to go in there. I got a few things I just want to vent. Can I vent for like 2 seconds and then I give y'all the flashback jam of the day? I just want to vent for 2 seconds. Just for 2 seconds, okay? Listen, all right? I don't know how many of y'all actually go on, you know, these very positive, enhancing, mind-javelin blog talk shows, but I happen to go on KnowTheLedgeRadio.com. I think that's the name of it. The one that believes that they're Morpheus, but even though Morpheus is Larry Fishburg, who got a woman, who got a daughter that's in porn, it's incredible how they take characters, right? You're so conscious you use characters. Why not use yourself? You feel me? You feel me? You know, characters. You feel me?
Yeah, fantasizing.
Yeah, fantasizing. Thank you. That's what it's called. Medically and scientifically, mentally proven that you are fantasizing when you do shit like that. But anyway, just want to put that on record real quick. So I went on that little shit, right? Good. Self-guided. You're the only one that caught that. You are smart. Anyway, yeah, them fantasizing ass motherfuckers, right? So at the end of the day, right, I go on there, right? You know, for what? Shit, I was bored. Same way we flip channels on TV, I flip channels on Blog Talk. You feel me? So I was bored, right? So at the end of the day, all of a sudden, you know, they start talking about these life straws, okay? Are y'all familiar with life straws? If you are, you know, push one in the chat room if you're familiar with life straws. So they start talking about their goddamn life straws and shit. They had a press conference with African Bambaataa, a few other people, Abundance Child. I'm sure y'all familiar with Abundance Child. They was all at a press conference, had a few Caucasian, little few mulatto/Chinese-looking women with cameras in their hands and shit. And at the end of the day, you know, they was like, you know, support the life straws, support the life straws, support the life straws. So I asked a simple question in the chat room. My question was this, you know, I'm not disrupting your show. I'm in the chat room. And mind you, that homeboy put, you know what I'm saying, the co-host done put the damn, the link of the YouTube video of the press conference of Abundance Child, African Bambaataa, and a few other niggas. You feel me? Talking about the life straws, this is how I got wind of it. You feel me? They put it in the chat room. I was minding my business. I just came to listen in and learn a few things from the show. You feel me? But since they put it in the chat room, you know, anytime somebody puts something in the chat room, you know, I'm you know, it's for you to either click on it, learn about it, and click off of it, and ask questions after you finish if you got some questions. You feel me? You ain't automatically supposed to say, okay, I'm in. You feel me? If you ain't about to do that, they done lost their rabbit ass mind. You got to ask questions. You know what I'm saying? Especially if there's somebody promoting this, especially if they about to kick your ass if you don't promote it, then you better just show up, get all the questions you need then to join. You feel me? Get all your answers, goddamn questions answered quickly. Yeah, self-guided said, I bet they trying to take your head off. Damn sure did, boy. Give it up for self-guided for being so goddamn smart, man. Goddamn. All right. So here's what ended up happening, right? So I asked a question, right? I said, listen. I said, I got a question. After I saw, and I, mind you, all I saw was the press conference of Abundance Child, African Bambaataa, whoever don't know who that is, don't worry about it. It ain't that important. And a few other niggas doing a press conference had this big-ass poster board that I could have, that they could have gave me for my kids' science project. Like I keep telling y'all, stop using them goddamn poster board. They for the kids. Poster board for the kids, niggas. They for the kids. On the poster board, they wrote www.something-something-something. Support it, you know, $2.50, I guess. I'm really underestimating. I don't know how much a life straw costs. But they were talking about that, okay? I asked a question. I just wanted to be sure the press conference was about something that I've seen a few weeks ago, okay? I have a photographic memory. I don't forget shit. So at the end of the goddamn day, I asked in the chat room, I said, listen. I said, are the light straws the damn straw when they had the picture of the children in Haiti drinking dirty water from a straw? Is that what y'all talking about? Is that what the link is that you put up? So he said, yes, that's it. Right? Did y'all just get my answer, my question? Did y'all get my question? Everybody got my question. Is that what y'all promoting? The babies in Africa, they drinking from a dirty-ass bucket of water with a straw in their mouth, and this is supposed to, you know, be clean fucking water once they touch their tongue. You feel me? So the homeboy, red pill, blue pill, one of them, who gives a damn? Sound like blue fish, red fish, two fish, one fish, that bullshit. At the end of the day, he said yes. He said, yes, that's what it is. He said, yes. Okay. So I say, how is this? How does it work? I'm still asking questions. I said, how does it work? They said it's a filter on it. I said, I just don't get it. I said, I just don't get it. Why are the children drinking dirty water out of a goddamn straw? I don't get how this straw is supposed to all of a sudden clean the goddamn water. I just don't get it, right? And I'm serious. I'm very sincere. Meanwhile, Aminty is in the goddamn chat room making mad jokes, joning and cussing out motherfuckers, even the nigga talking this shit. But being that I'm serious, okay, I'm very sensitive. When I get sensitive on the situation, I'll be for real about it, and I can't stop asking the same question over and over again until I get the goddamn truth. So he got a little pissed off because I asked the question over and over again. I said, I just don't get it. I just do not get it. And then he said, well, I ain't going to be able to answer your question because I got a show to host. I said, well, looky here, nigga. You put the link in the goddamn chat room. You know, how the fuck all of a sudden you don't want a motherfucker answer my questions and you put the link in the goddamn chat room, right? Got pissed off about that at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I done figured out something, okay? So he said, listen, ask a bondage child. She'll help you with your motherfucking questions. I said, is she the one that manufactured the motherfucking life straws, nigga? Because that's the only motherfucker that's going to be able to answer my goddamn question, the motherfucker that manufactured the goddamn life straws. So I asked that question. You feel me? I had a right to answer that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a motherfucking salesman to answer my goddamn question. I want the manufacturer, a scientist, to answer my goddamn question. I ain't got time for that shit. I'm trying to figure out, nigga, how the fuck that shit gon', you know, I mean, it just don't make sense. Listen, I mean, what, is it me, nigga, or I just came off of the smart bus and everybody else on the short yellow one? I'm trying to figure that out. This goddamn life straw, they got pictures of babies drinking out of dirty motherfucking water with a goddamn straw, and just because some cracker-ass motherfucker comes in Haiti with this new shit, it's supposed to be legit. You know what I'm saying? And then I saw the Catch 22, right after, you know, mind you, I forgot to tell y'all the rest of this shit. I got kicked out of the motherfucking chat room, by the way, for asking simple questions. I got kicked out real bad, man. It was terrible. And I hate when I get kicked out because I be for real sometimes. You know, it's funny, though, how when you just be bullshitting, jucking, and jiving in the chat room, they let you stay. But when you be motherfucking for real, they kick you out. When you be serious about, you know, your questions and shit, they kick you the fuck out. Ain't that a bitch? Damn. Meanwhile, Aminty calling them niggas fuck boys, all that type of shit. And still in the chat room. Got kicked the fuck out for being real. Ain't that a bitch? For being serious and compassionate. Then the bitch nigga did a fucking Nubian move on my ass, a COINTELPRO move on me. Y'all don't know them COINTELPRO moves. I know every move COINTELPRO have because I've been goddamn with them fucking Nubians that was all COINTELPROs. They did a COINTELPRO move on my ass. You know what they did? Are you going to fucking help Haiti raise this motherfucking money and get these fucking straws to these goddamn kids? I'm like, well, I said, nigga, I ain't going to help goddamn with no straws in the water still dirty. I'll help clean the motherfucking water, but I ain't going to get nobody no goddamn straw to drink dirty water out of. You feel me? What the fuck sense of that goddamn make? The fuck? Get them straws and they still got dirty water? What the fuck is that shit? So the motherfucker says to me, then the nigga got religion. He went from COINTELPRO to religion and said, anyway, you need to be listening to the motherfucker that's talking on the show, right? Ain't talking about life straws. This motherfucker talking about some noble prophet that's dead for over 800 years. I don't motherfucking know this nigga he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is you talking about, homeboy? You talking about dead people. Why seek the living amongst the dead, my nigga? I mean, what the fuck is going on with that shit? So he said, I need to be listening to the, oh, shut up, self. I need to be listening to the motherfucker that's on the air talking, whatever the fuck. So I said, okay, I'll listen to the nigga that's running his motherfucking mouth, right? So the nigga that's running his mouth says, it doesn't even matter. We will never know the truth. We won't ever, ever in our lives know the truth. So I typed in the chat room. I said, well, if we will never know the truth, then what's the fucking point? Next thing I know, the shit said, you've been kicked the fuck out. I was like, God damn. I can't even ask questions to this motherfucker. I'm not disrespecting anybody. Like, what's the fuck the point? Them motherfucking religious bastards, boy, I can't stand them niggas like that, man. You can't even, they don't want you being sincere. If you cause if you make an ass out of yourself, they keep you in the chat room. But if you are really fucking sincere, then a motherfucker, you get kicked the fuck out for the only one being sincere. Then you got a whole bunch of sideliners, niggas in, like, you see how it's 20 motherfuckers in the chat room. So you got a whole bunch of them niggas ain't moving. You see, none of them moving. What the fuck is you on the chat room for if you ain't typing? They just, what I call them motherfuckers, space cadets, just zombies, just sitting still on the right side of your computer screen. And when you say something, they jump in like, just listen, you'll learn. Just listen, you'll learn. If you listen, you'll understand. Stop asking questions. All you got to do is listen.
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. Just listen. Just take it. Just stand still. Let them put their dick in your ear.
When you wake up, you'll be one of us.
Like, what the fuck are you fucking, what the fuck type of shenanigans you fucking playing here? The fuck type of shit is this? I ain't never seen this bullshit. I mean, I done been through some goddamn sick-ass motherfucking blog talk show, but goddamn, I think that was the straw that broke the cracker's back. For me, goddammit. That did it for me. That motherfucking, that KTL bullshit, that's some goddamn Kool-Aid shit. Them niggas drinking the Kool-Aid, that's some crazy shit. The what? I'm telling you, man, that's some Kool-Aid shit there, boy. Yeah, some Borg shit. Yeah, that's some Kool-Aid shit there, boy. That's worse than Jim Jones, boy. They're doing a fucking cyber court. A cyber cult. That's some scary shit there. I'll never fuck with them niggas ever again. God damn. But all about concern about fucking hating these babies and I get kicked out the chat room because I'm asking real fucking questions. And then it was some nigga just came out of nowhere and said, Don, I felt the same way until a bondage child answered my question. This bitch ain't the manufacturer of that shit. Talking about, I felt the same way you did. I said, now how you feel now, nigga? If you felt the same way I feel, nigga, I'm not feeling any way with this shit. I'm just saying something ain't right when you give your baby dirty water and a damn straw. It's just something, is it me or something? I mean, I don't give a fuck what the cracker say it does. I don't give a fuck about that. That's dirty water. That's dirty water. My thing is this. If that life straw works, I want to see niggas, all KTL motherfuckers, in a fucking bathroom drinking that bitch out the toilet stool with piss in it, motherfucker. That's the only, because that damn sure was in that hated water and all types of other shit. And that shit was black, mother. That water was black, y'all. Got a baby drinking out that bitch with a straw and you kicking me out the fucking chat room because I got questions saying I just don't get this shit. I just don't get it. Are you fucking serious? Then told me to shut up. then told me to shut up and listen to the motherfucker talking. And when I start to listen to the motherfucker talking, the nigga that's talking says, we will never be able to know the truth. And not even no matter what we do or what we got, we will never know the truth. Then what the fuck is the point? And I get kicked out for asking that question. We'll never know the truth. What's the point? Ain't that a bitch, you motherfuckers? Y'all niggas ain't real. Oh, bitch-ass niggas. I've never seen this much bitch-ass, some bitch-nigger in my whole life, all right? Yes, you're right, Queen. Somebody is buying them damn straws. And let me tell y'all, the damn, here's the setup with the motherfucking straws. Y'all want to hear the fucking setup? Everybody in Haiti that got them straws had to get fingerprinted. They had to get fingerprinted. Do you fucking hear me? Fingerprinted for some motherfucking straws, and you got these Morrison-ass motherfuckers backing this shit. African Bambaataa, who got a chip in his fucking head, been had one. This motherfucker like, yes. They say, okay, we're going to pass it over to African Bambaataa. All he says, yeah, support life straw. They very important for the people in Haiti. I'm African Bambaataa signing off. Planet Rock, please. And I approve this method. These motherfuckers, I'm serious, man. Go look at the fucking video, the YouTube video. They show like a split second of everybody lined up putting their fingers on a damn sheet of paper getting fingerprinted for that bullshit. And this is KTL backing that shit. This is all the motherfuckers who blog talk bullshit y'all motherfuckers be going on. They are backing that motherfucking cracker that's getting these babies and these families signed up, fingerprinted and shit in Haiti. That's motherfucking right. Go look at it. It's on YouTube. They do a whole seminar on that shit. And then they have one nigga in Haiti who is black enough to speak their language. And you can tell, and you see the fucking video, the cracker man that comes in Haiti is only talking to the goddamn nigga Haitian, and he's telling the nigga Haitian, I need you to talk to them because you can relate to them. Look at that shit, nigga. I speak French. I know what the fuck they talking. I speak that shit. And then he used the nigga to goddamn demonstrate how the fucking shit worked. And then about 2 seconds later, you see them niggas getting fingerprinted for it. You know it's a goddamn experiment. I ain't fucking stupid. That's just some foul shit, man. And, you know, that's just some foul shit. Niggas don't investigate shit, man. They just don't investigate shit. What the fuck a bonnet supposed to tell me? What the fuck she supposed to see? She ain't gonna be able to answer my question, why the fuck they getting fingerprinted? Why the fuck they getting fingerprinted? If it's supposed to save their life, why the fuck they getting fingerprinted? Did you have to get fingerprinted, bitch, to run your water? Did you have to get fingerprinted to buy some motherfucking crystal spring or some discerning, motherfucker? I don't get that shit. You know, how you going to answer my question? I don't think you'll be able to answer this shit. God damn it. You won't be able to answer that. Shit, I want to talk to the man. I want to talk to that fucking white man. That's who the fuck I want to talk to. I want to talk to y'all niggas. Y'all niggas are rocked under the damn spell. Rock to sleep on that shit. Think I want to talk. Let me call. I'm going to call one of them motherfucking representatives. Goddamn it. Pull up the number, baby. We're going to call a real motherfucker that said this shit ain't right. It's something ain't right. All right. So I'm done with that, all right? Am I done with that? Are we done with that life straw bullshit? Y'all want to support that shit if you want to, goddamn it. Get them babies dirty water in a damn straw. You wouldn't give your babies that shit. Yeah, you wouldn't give your babies that shit. I'm done with that life straw shit. And then they got all the goddamn niggas. Look at the YouTube. I should have found that shit before the show and popped that shit up for y'all. Then as soon as they're able to drink it, then you got them howling and shit, jumping up and down like they in church and shit over it. Like they just got the Holy Ghost and shit. Just real sick, man. It's just fucking sick. This is I see shit differently. It's just fucking sick. And my thing is this, okay? Here's the thing. Don't say that Don ain't for helping these motherfuckers in Haiti on some goddamn life straw conversation. Here's what I'm saying. If you want to change and have a solution for something, then you replace it with that which suffices it, right? So if they have dirty water, don't it make sense to replace it with clean water? What the fuck you replacing this shit with a straw for? Don't it make sense? You know what I'm saying? If you were sleeping on dirt, wouldn't you goddamn replace that shit with some carpet and a mattress on top? Would you replace that motherfucker with a leaf and you're still sleeping with rocks and you're still sleeping on dirt? Then they sleeping on dirty rocks. Does it make sense? I mean, shit, is it me, motherfucker, or I just goddamn got off the smart bus today? That shit there done pissed me the fuck off, all right? I'm telling you, man, that's right, great, right. They were jumping like they had the Holy Ghost and shit. You should have saw that shit. I was like, ain't this a bitch? And then mine, they Jesus, dude, they Savior. The white guy came in and goddamn Peter the Negro came and navigated Christopher Columbus right inside of goddamn Haiti with the new goddamn lifestyle and shit. That shit is sick as fuck. That shit sick than a motherfucker, man. Just type in lifestyle in the search at in YouTube. Just type in lifestyle. It should be able to. I should be able to put. You know, I can't be doing 8 things at one time now. I would do it for y'all, but I ain't got that shit handy. I don't know how to pretend. Goddamn, I have to say, y'all hold on, let me get it for you. All right, moving right along, shit. That is the goddamn news today. Fuck that shit. Okay, I want to give a special shout out to the one and only House of Moreau. I was on that nigga show yesterday, man. Man, I want to give a special shout out to the House of Moreau on blogtalkradio.com. Got to give all my shout outs today, boy. Why, Don, why are you giving House of Moreau a shout-out? Because that nigga had the new Black Panther Party radio from Blog Talk on his show, goddammit. Yeah. And I must say that goddamn, it seems like the House of Moreau, whoever the fuck was talking, represent the new Black Panther Party, and whoever was in the chat room, the new Black Panther radio station on BTR, seemed like they both got their ass kicked at the same time. At the same motherfucking time, first and foremost, they got to answer a few questions that I had in the chat room, okay? The question that I asked that new Black Panther motherfucker in the chat room was, who killed Khalid Muhammad? Who killed Khalid? The motherfucker said, what you mean, who killed him? He died of a brain aneurysm. I said, nah, motherfucker, who killed Khalid? Stop bullshitting me. Who killed Khalid? What you talking about? I said, who killed Khalid? Muhammad. Who gave Khalid the cold medicine, motherfucker? After that, the nigga said, what you talking about? I don't know what you talking about. What no goddamn cold medicine? I said, answer my question. Who gave the motherfucker the cold medicine? Which one of you motherfuckers responsible for Khalid's death, you bitch nigga? The motherfucker said, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you, how this all he kept going with. You don't know what you're talking about. I said, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga. I said, medical, no. You know what the nigga said? Where's your proof? I said, medical records don't lie, nigga. Medical records don't lie. We saw the medical records, nigga. Medical records don't lie. Who killed Khalid, motherfucker? Come with the truth or don't come at all, bitch nigga. So he finally, I don't know who was in the chat room on House of Moreau show, but I had to ask that motherfucker. Oh, 0 point. 0 point in the chat room said I was in that bitch. I had to get the hell out of there. I, for real, I meant that shit. Who the fuck killed goddamn Khalid, nigga, because you motherfuckers, y'all got blood on y'all motherfucking hands. So you know what the nigga finally come out saying? Y'all want to know what the nigga, the little motherfucker, New Black Panther radio motherfucker finally said? Because I kept asking. I said, answer the question. Why you want to answer my question about this cold medicine? Answer the question. Who gave him cold medicine? You know what the nigga finally said? His wife, maybe. His wife, maybe. Now, before he admitted, or she admitted, that it was his wife, maybe, he was throwing out shit. So he was short. He was throwing out shit like, you don't know what you're talking about. You need to get your facts straight. You talking sideways. You're a fucking agent. You a cracker. Call me a cracker and everything, right? I said, oh, I get it, because niggas don't ask questions like this, but a cracker do. I get it. I get it, nigga. I get it. But when I kept saying, answer the question, nigga, and who gave Khalid the goddamn cold medicine, nigga, knowing that he had high blood pressure? Knowing that he had high blood pressure, who would give him cold medicine? He kept saying, the nigga, the NPR bastard, New Black Panther Party, kept saying, God damn it, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm talking sideways. And later admits his wife, maybe. Fuck the wife shit. Think of the maybe. That means a lot of other people, but I'm saying his wife, maybe, and maybe it could be some motherfucking body else. And somebody else. I said, you motherfuckers gonna have to pay for that shit. All you motherfuckers. Now, I end up fucking saying, I said, Malisha Bash, you better bring that bitch nigga to me. Bring him on my motherfucking show. Because that nigga got that. He got to answer some goddamn questions. Because Malisha Bash was right the fuck there at the time of Khalid passing. And we saw the CAT scan. We saw all the fucking reports. And these niggas got the answer to that shit. And at the end of the day, the nigga really finally admitted that Khalid Muhammad was assassinated, was murdered. It was a hit. An inside hit. He finally admitted that shit in the fucking chat room. That's why I said I don't trust none of you motherfuckers. Fuck the New Black Panther Party. Fuck all you bitch niggas. Oh, yeah, that's what he said. You know what he said? He said it's under investigation. No, he didn't. He said that we've already did an investigation on his murder. Yeah. I said, oh, yeah? So then, nigga, you knew. And I asked the question. I said, so who did y'all investigate then? Yeah. I asked that question. I said, who the fuck did y'all investigate then? If y'all did an investigation, whether or not Khalid was murdered or was it just goddamn with natural causes, aneurysm, I said, then who the fuck did y'all investigate? He couldn't answer that goddamn question. Couldn't answer it. Who the fuck did y'all investigate? Y'all better start questioning these motherfuckers, man. These are the same niggas that's begging you to join them. Had your ass the fall guy. Set your ass up. Fuck them motherfuckers. Fuck all of them. God damn it. All right, that's that. I'm past that shit. God damn it. Fuck them motherfuckers. Fuck KTR. Fuck goddamn. New Black Panther Party. You know, and I told them motherfuckers, take Khalid picture out your motherfucker, off your Blog Talk profile, you bitch niggas. Why don't you put Malisha Bass picture up? Ain't he your leader? Ain't he running things? Put his picture up. Take Khalid down, motherfucker. I don't play that shit. I do not play that shit, you motherfuckers. That was it. After Khalid, there is no more New Black Panther or Black Panther Party. That's it. The rest of y'all niggas fake as fuck. Y'all niggas COINTELPRO. I know y'all niggas. I've been in the best COINTELPRO organization. You don't think I know this shit by now? You don't think I know this shit? Anyway, all right. That's it. This is Don Corleone Show. I just had to get all that shit on record, man. This is my weekend, you know what I'm saying, my snow jam. Yeah. So none of these motherfuckers. And big ups to Science of Life, too. I was on his show listening in hopes that Lord Abba, I'm sure y'all know who Lord Abba is, he's the new Noble Drew Ali. Big up. Is it Noble Drew Ali, the Morris Hines? Yeah, okay, I thought so. Yeah, Lord Abba is the successor of the Noble Drew Ali, the Science Temple, the Morris Science Temple of America. Big ups to Lord Abba. We got to talk about this, though, because they fucking doctrine is so... is it me? Are y'all familiar with the Mormons doctrine? Are y'all familiar? If y'all familiar with the Mormons doctrine, push one in your chat room. The Mormons. This is the word. The Mormons doctrine. You know the Mormons doctrine, right? Okay. I know you do, the Mormons. Are y'all familiar with the Mormons? Y'all familiar with the Mormons, right? No? Okay. Y'all not? Yes? Okay. I just said push one. Y'all, okay, good. Y'all 14. Y'all familiar with the Mormons. Listen to the word, Mormons. Now, the Mormons doctrine, the one that Lord Abba is kicking, is the exact same doctrine that the Mormons, of the Mormons. The Mormons doctrine is this, that the Caucasians are the Canaanites are the chosen seed, right? That God was white, and white is good, and the devil was black, and the devil is cursed, and anybody that's black is cursed. This is the Mormons doctrine now. Now, on the other side of town, the doctrine that Lord Abba is kicking is the exact same motherfucking thing. He said that the Canaanites are the Moors. The Canaanites are the blessed race. The black is the cursed race. Black means death. He says that the Canaanites are the Moors. This is the same motherfucking doctrine. Is it me? Or I just the only one that just got out the smart bus? This is the same. I'm serious now. Well, I mean, shit. This is the same shit. The doctrine, they have the same exact doctrine. The Canaanites are the blessed and chosen seed. Incredible. All right, y'all don't want to dance on that. Huh? Y'all don't want to dance on that. 803, come on in. 937, you on the air.
Peace, Don. This is Curtis.
Hey, Curtis, welcome to the show, baby.
What was you saying about the Mormons?
The Mormons have the same, the Mormons doctrine is that the Canaanites are the blessed seed.
Yeah.
The Caucasian race are the blessed seed, and the dark race or the black race is the cursed race.
Yeah. I used to be
and
one. I left the church because it was racist.
You left what show?
I said I left the church. I left the faith, I guess, because
right.
It was racist.
Right, but the Morris Science Temple, the one that, you know, Lord Abba, their doctrine is the same thing as the Mormons.
Okay.
Same thing.
All right. And
he came on Signs of Life show to explain that death, that black equals death, is equivalent to death, black.
Well, that ain't cool.
Yeah, everybody's waiting on that. But Signs of Life pulled the okey-doke on our black ass, man. Damn show was on for 2 hours, and he finally want to goddamn get to the topic of the discussion 3 minutes before the show ended.
Hmm.
Ain't that a bitch?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I wanted to get into the topic of discussion. Like, okay, now we about to get into the original topic. We got 3 minutes remaining. Lord Abba, please explain what the hell black equals death is. I'm like, what the hell? Incredible. Incredible. So that was that. But big ups to Signs of Life, man. I'm just incredible. Well.
I got snow down there?
Yeah, we got snow, baby.
We got ice here. Everything's covered in ice.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's great. Somebody actually asked me to do a topic today. Actually, I was asked to do a topic yesterday, and then I asked somebody today, you know, what should the topic be? And both of the topics actually correlates. The question is, everybody, are there black devils? and do we protect them just because they're black? Right? Does that make sense? Are there black devils, and do we protect them just because they're black? There was actually a particular person, Curtis, right? When I made mention, I should have loaded it up, but I made mention, matter of fact, I will. I made mention of the word black devil on my good brother Sun Ray and brother Eric's show. And a particular person in the chat room fuck it, I'll say their name. I don't give a fuck about none of these motherfuckers. CR Engineer, you feel me? I'm sure y'all seen that name a lot in chat rooms. You know, actually, you know, wanted to disagree with me in regards, and that's fine. Everybody have a right to disagree, you feel me? They can disagree. Wanted to disagree with me in regards of a such thing as black devils. You with me?
Yeah, there's a lot of black devils.
Yeah, we know.
In general. You talking about in general or you talking about specific people?
Oh, in general. Well, general. Yeah, they're all black devils, generally.
Yeah, I know some black devils. There's a lot of black devils.
Exactly.
I'm not going to protect a black devil just because he's black. Unless, I mean, it's like it's kind of weird. You can't, I don't know. I'm not really sure about protecting them. You saying
he was spinning out of control?
I'm sorry, go ahead. You're not really supposed to protect black devils.
You're not really supposed to protect black devils?
Mm-hmm. Because they work for them, too.
Man, because you never know who they are. But hold up, baby. I'm uploading this particular thing. You know, I can only do one thing at a time. You feel me? So, but that's the question. Are there black devils, and do we protect them just because they're black? And this particular question or topic was gearing towards, you know, prominent people, you know? Does that make sense? Prominent people?
Yeah, rich people.
Yeah, it was gearing towards prominent people.
Okay.
So, like, you know, prominent people. And also, you know, people that's not that goddamn prominent, but because, let's take Marion Barry, for instance. Marion Barry?
Mm-hmm.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Okay. Regardless of everything that happened to Marion Barry, you know, which was the truth, cocaine addict. You know, we got him on tape smoking crack. But we still protected Marion Barry.
Yeah.
But does that make him a black devil? No, to mind.
I don't know.
Me either.
That's where it gets complicated.
No, yeah, girl, come on now, boy. Why are you messing with me? Huh? So that's that. That's what we want to talk about today, all right? I'm going to get my little clip together. Are there black devils and do we proceed? See how my whole shit, my little energy done shut down because I can only do one at a goddamn time. My switchboard, my uploading file is different, too. So, let me do the flashback jam of the day. I told this... forgot what I was doing, talking about all these black devils. Good God. All right, man, this is the flashback jam of the day. We'll be right back, all right, because this shit here should be a good one. We'll be right back. Flashback jam of the day could possibly be before y'all time. If it is, then y'all niggas got a lot of history to catch up.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head. Say oops up. Your head. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
I'm back
say
again.
Radio station is
WGAP.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers, and you finger snappers, you toe snappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Say it loud.
Bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, the bigger the doctor.
Let me go to bed for you. That can still be fucked to hell.
in every dimension. She's got a figure that's gonna get attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy. She's ill, she's whole, she's tight.
Show. We podcast live weekdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. Please believe it. Again, thank y'all for tuning in. The topic for today is, are there black devils and do we protect them just because they're black? And I think a lot of people feel that we do, okay? Don, please explain what a black devil is, because I think some are confused. Why you say that? Because I haven't even been in the chat room. I've been peeping my head in and out, striving to hear what or read what other people were saying in the chat room. I heard somebody say, I can't remember who said it, but black devils are those who try to keep you big. Black awareness. How you doing, baby? Says black devils are those who try to keep you down. Black devils display negative behavior because they're not doing the damn thing in life. The damn thing in life. Black awareness says many that come on BTR can be considered black devils or just crabs in a barrel. I'm not even going to read Rodney's comment on the black devils. They black devils should live a particular way and have the nerve to say blacks don't know themselves. Don, Fireliner says, Don, you didn't say if Lord Abba answered the question, if it's safe. If what safe? You talking about the word death in black, Fireliners? Because I'm not sure. That's what he, I hung up, man. I couldn't deal with all that rhetoric. You know me. I couldn't deal with it. It don't take me a minute, but to get in and get out, boy. I can't stay around and get goddamn put a spell on my ass, boy. I know it. God be coming on, listening to my ass talk about black is bad and white is good. The fuck is that shit? No way, Jose. What is a black devil? A black devil is a hinderer, okay? A black devil is anybody that is a hinderer. A black devil, that's a good goddamn question. To me, a black devil is a liar, a deceiver. What else? Give me some more. A liar, deceiver, a backstabber. A wolf in sheep clothing. That's a good one. A wolf in sheep clothing. Crabs in a barrel. Certainly crabs in a barrel. Now I want you to have nothing. And my thing is this. To me, I know a black devil when I see him because or hear him because there's certain things like, you know, like, I mean, I only used the band button one time, and that's because the motherfucking white devil came in, you feel me, cussing me out and advertising his show at the same time. That shit don't work. But to me, when these niggas are using the fucking ban button because you got the right to ask questions and they don't like your questions, they kick your ass out. That's a motherfucking black devil. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and they quick to call, and then another, here's the black devil, too. The black devil is quick to call you a fucking agent because you done blew their cover. That's a motherfucking black devil. Quick to call you a fucking agent because you done blew their cover. Ain't that a bitch? That's a black devil. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't answer the goddamn question, nigga. All of a sudden, I'm an agent, you bitch, nigga. Nah, nigga. Nah, you a deceiver. I know what a deceiver is. I know what that shit is. You know, nine eat the beings and six eat the beings and nine eat the form. This is what you got to look out for. The six eat the beings and nine eat the form. Don, what the hell are you talking about? Because they hair curls up in the follicles of nine. But their ether is pure six ether, ghost. They got that mentality, fucking lying, deceivers, conniving motherfuckers. You know, and in Arabic, I call them kafiruns, concealer of the fucking truth, concealers of the truth. You want to know how do they conceal the truth? When somebody come with questions that are truthful questions, and you get pissed off about it because you can't answer it. And then you disrespect the questioner. My thing is this. If you are not and cannot answer any and all questions, sit your ass down and shut the fuck up and let somebody else do it. Don't get pissed off, man, because we talking about people's souls. So you toying with people's souls when it comes to sincere questions. You know what I'm saying? Now, I done seen that shit. You know what I'm saying? I bear witness to bitch niggas. We ain't talking about that right now. As soon as you ask them, that ain't what we talk about. But when get a person to ask that question, because obviously they come out and make a statement, call in if you got any questions. If you got any questions, call on in. As soon as you ask them a question they can't answer, we ain't talking about that right now. Rather than being, you know, real about it and say, I don't know if anybody know, because y'all put the answer in the chat room, or give me a minute, let me find it for you. If you really concerned about motherfuckers, you feel me? You know, if you really concerned about helping this motherfucker. I've been on my brother's show, and this shit pissed me off, for real. Okay, a brother by the name of Prince Anu called in to my brother's show. And obviously something occurred earlier, but he asked my brother, is the lady who wants to set up her blog, is she still on the line? And so Aaron says, yes, she is. Hold on, I get her for you, right? And so he says, sister, you need help setting up your blog? He said, I'll help you because I have a blog. And then he says, you could actually go, you can email me, at such and such, or you can go to a new link dot something, right? And my brother jumps in and says, nah, fuck that. Fuck that shit, nigga. You ain't finna come on my shit, motherfucker. We don't help you. You ain't finna get this bitch. We mate women with men. If it ain't gonna be nobody mating with these women, we macking on our women, we gonna mate. We gonna put, mommy gonna be with a particular man, and a man gonna be with a particular woman. We doing this shit. You ain't coming on my show with all that fucking shit, trying to get you some pussy, nigga. This ain't the motherfucking shit, nigga. We'll help her. We'll help her. We'll get her sister what she want, motherfucker. Hang that bitch, nigga, up. And yeah, nigga, you think I forgot, motherfucker? You think I forgot, bitch, nigga? And we asked you to give that motherfucker, the Messiah Jesus, a place to lay his head, bitch, nigga. You didn't motherfucking goddamn help that motherfucker. You think I forgot about that shit? You bitch, motherfucker. You bitch, motherfucker. You think I forgot about that shit? Hell no, you bitch, nigga. Hang that motherfucker up. God damn. Meanwhile, the post sister still ain't got her blog together. She still ain't got her blog up because of this shit. And see, what's interesting though, if you listen to the shit for real, I got the snit bit. I'm gonna start snit bitting motherfucking Black Devil so I can show y'all a prime example of one. Because obviously it don't sound right coming out of my mouth, because y'all may think I'm embellishing. You know, I might think I'm embellishing this shit. But obviously, the sister called in earlier during the show and asked that she needed help with a blog, that anybody could help her, and they couldn't. No, my brother or Aaron could not. So moments later, several minutes or 10 minutes, who knows, another person pushed one and decides, let me help her, because obviously she still, then, and mind you, this is supposed to be a place where you get help. Yeah. You know? You networking and shit, you know? Mind you, these are the same motherfuckers that profess out their mouth on their show. We are family. We here to work together. All we got to do is come together. You know what I'm saying? We're building a new AO. We got this, that, and third. Now, everybody come on in. Bring your skills. We can help each other. If one don't have and somebody else have, then that person push one of your keypad and help us. We all leaders in this bitch. We got a caller. Go ahead, caller. Come on in. I don't want to help the sister with her blog shit. Nah, fuck that, nigga. Ain't no helping on this bitch, motherfucker. You ain't finna goddamn run no Mac game. We don't put sisters with mates the way they supposed to be. But bitch, nigga, get off my motherfucking line, you motherfucker. You bitch, nigga, trying to motherfucker get some pussy ass, nigga. Fuck off this motherfucking show. Fuck you, nigga. I remember you. You thought I forgot that shit, nigga? When I asked you to get a son, a man, Jesus, the Messiah Jesus, a place to lay his fucking head, bitch, nigga, you said no, you motherfucker. You think I forgot about that shit? Rewind. That shit funny as fuck to me, though. I swear I laugh every time I hear that shit. Y'all want me to play that? I'll play that Black Devil goddamn skit. That's a Black Devil skit like a motherfucker. I ain't know my brother like that, but goddamn on the devil that's in him. How about that? Does that make sense? I love Bobby. I would never say nothing bad about Bobby. I love him. I love Bobby. Okay, but listen, I mean, that shit funny as fuck. I don't give a fuck nobody say. That shit is hilarious, okay? Okay, but ride it back, because I left one important key out, right? Yes, we got 4-something-something on the line. Yeah, this is Prince Anu. How you doing, Bodie? Oh, what up, Prince Anu, man? See, you look like you changed your number. I got to get your number now. That's what's up, man, because me and you got to chop it up. You know what I'm saying? I heard from you in a while. This and the third, you know, so we got to get together, baby, and talk off air. Okay, no doubt, buddy, no doubt. Yeah, I just wanted to say peace and one love to everybody, and also is the sister on the line. Forgot, left that important piece out. Is the sister on the line that still need help with her blog? Oh, yeah, she on the air. Aaron, she still on?
Yeah, she's on right now. Hold on, let me click on. Sister, you there?
Yeah, right, who that? I'm here.
Yeah, this is Prince at New. You need help with your blog?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, well then, shit. Let me get. I got blogs myself. I can help you with that.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
You can contact me at some at some gmail.
Okay, and you can also go check out my blog at some. Wait a minute, cut that motherfucker out. Cut that bitch nigga out. Bitch nigga, what the fuck you think you doing around this motherfucker? Bitch nigga, you think you better come take our flock, motherfucker? You think you come to take our flock, bitch nigga? You bitch motherfucker, I remember you, bitch nigga. Bitch motherfucker, I asked you to get a son of man a place to lay his motherfucking head, bitch nigga. You said fuck nah, bitch nigga. I'm getting it
more every time you do
it. Yeah, the more I do it over and over, boy, y'all admit it, boy, well, this shit down to a science. And everybody mad at the dude that told the chick he'll help her. Incredible. Incredible. Where is the morals of this shit? Incredible. Welcome to the Don DeColeon Show, boy. Black Devil? Is that a Black Devil? It may qualify. Yeah, it may qualify, man. Now the chick still ain't got her blog together. I mean, he went in on his ass, though, man. That was like, wow. Oh, man, I feel so bad for that young dude. Incredible. Incredible. All right, I'm back in the chat room. What are y'all talking about? Oh, I got somebody with their hands up. Oh, wait. Ignoring the switchboard. All ones, come on in to the Don DeColeon Show. What's your name? Where you coming from?
Hey, Don. This is B.A.
Hey, B.A. How you doing, baby? Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say that in your terminology on Black Devils, I would have to say that I 100% agree. I think it is basically blacks that want to hinder the progress of other blacks, whether they come in the form of a governmental agent that's there to infiltrate certain black organizations or black nonprofit organizations or black movements. Or they come in, or whether or not they come in as your family members, or your so-called friends off the streets, or in the workplace, that basically hate on you. They wish to see you fall back, and they're always complaining. Or whether or not they come on Blog Talk that have a problem with successful black people and proclaiming that they are whitewashed and that they need help and that they need mental evaluation and that they don't know themselves. So I have to say I agree with you.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because at the end of the day, you know what, man? I mean, I was very disappointed at some of my constituents on Blog Talk last Shadow. It just hurt my heart, some of my constituents. You know, I was really displeased and felt ashamed of the one and only Fireline. It's because she says that Oprah Winfrey is the white man's bitch, and it hurt my fucking heart. Yeah. Oh, Lana said that Oprah Winfrey was the white man's bitch. Yeah. Said that Oprah Winfrey sold her soul to the white man, bitch. Yeah. I was so hurt and disappointed. I said, Lord Jesus, please, Jesus, touch Fireline's heart. Touch her heart, Jesus. Oprah ain't like that. Let's talk about it. Oprah didn't do no such thing. No such thing. Oprah didn't do no such thing. Little Fireline said, straight up, I'll say it again.
She can say it all she wants. At the end of the day, Oprah's laughing towards the bank. Where she at in her life?
Let's talk about that, though. Why do people who goes through the odds, the joy of winning against the odds, and become successful, highly successful, and it happens to be black, that other black people calls them a sellout, a house nigga, they done sold their soul, a slave,
mm-hmm,
and all that other stuff?
Mm-hmm. Jealousy. I say jealousy. And really just angry that those people actually know themselves. Those who like to proclaim blacks don't know themselves. Those people knew themselves. Those people knew their potential. And those people knew their work ethic. So that's why they at where they at. And then you've got some that are simply just haters and crabs in the barrel. They're not at that point in their life where they would like to be at. The very fact live in America is hypocritical, because if you're so pro-black and so African consciousness. Well, you can be pro-black. I'm not against that because I'm pro-black myself. But you're so African consciousness, then simply move back to Africa. Simple as that.
Simple as that, baby.
Simple as that.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Because that's what I just really would like to know. Rodney Walker says, broke niggas always talking about someone sold out because they see $1 million as wealthy, and Oprah sees $1 million as a Big Mac meal. Why is it, though, that everybody who cross over literally become Hebrews free? Free from oppression. Right? In a sense, that's all Hebrews means, crossover. Free from oppression, free from all that. All of a sudden, a whole bunch of niggas got something to say about them. If that ain't black devildom, that's black devildom. That's what that is, B.A. That's black devildom.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Because for somebody to have made it in a higher echelon, white society that has done everything black, and then you got us.
Okay, so listen. Okay, I just got word from the newsroom. Here's the thing. It's okay for y'all to say all these bad things about people who've crossed over. And the thing about it, it says as long as they don't stop them from being rich, like if you got some stuff against them and you seek out to destroy their name and stop their money from coming in, you are a black devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So, you know, y'all can be like, you know, he done sold out, she done sold out. You know, I heard a motherfucker, really, Supreme Being, that motherfucker there, you know, one day, I think he got a chip in his head sometimes, the one with the reptilian face that comes on. Because I've never heard somebody that is against education as he is. You know, as you know, against education as for someone to go get them an education and better themselves. I've never actually heard anybody put it more disgustingly than him in regards to saying that niggas should not get an education. Isn't that part of the problem in the black community now? Isn't that a major problem in the black community? Is it me or I just got off the smart bus? Stay your ass off the goddamn chat room for a minute, B.A. I'm talking to you or I'm talking to the people in the newsroom. One of the goddamn other, but somebody better talk back to my ass. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've never heard that. So, I mean, are you serious? Then how the fuck do a motherfucker on Dubai Street and on the corner can't get it right in the black community better themselves? What the fuck is they supposed to do? You tell me. I've never, ever in my blackest life ever heard things of that nature that if you get you an education, you are a sellout, you have become, you part of the field house nigga shit, the boule, all of that other shit, then how the hell do you supposed to better yourself? You know what I'm saying? And get out of the rut that you're in.
Yeah, simple.
I've never, you know, that shit hurt like hell when I hear a brother say that shit, you know? You know, somebody who has, you know, a certain amount of ears listening and basically telling them that they should not get an education.
Now, if you tell my people that and they're listening to him and they look up to him and take his word on him,
y'all still on Oprah Winfrey. Incredible. In the chat room. Rodney Walker says, Don, the broke niggas don't want anyone to better themselves because they can't better themselves. I agree. But I've never, I mean, that shit's kind of hurtful like a motherfucker. You feel me? Like, you know, you telling these people don't even get an edit, don't even belly. I mean, what the fuck? And then basically telling them get out there in the streets and just stop motherfuckers along their path and give them knowledge yourself. Huh? Nigga, you fuck around and get locked up harassing these motherfuckers.
Please.
The hell is you talking about? It hurts, man. It's a hurting thing, man. It's a hurting thing. That's all I got to say.
That's why I say you keep these people away from your children at all costs. Because the message they portray is very poisonous and deadly, and it's only going to destroy the black community at the end of the day.
I agree. And if you can get one goddamn poison in one nigga, that one nigga goes out and poison another nigga and another nigga and another nigga. And at the end of the day, it'll be more statistics that look bad for us than any goddamn thing. That shit spread faster than syphilis. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Good Lord, have mercy. God, Jesus. Those are black devils, man. I'll have to put it on record because, you know, I mean, damn, you basically telling motherfuckers if you have one inclement that you want to better yourself and you're going to do it through education, you better not. Something ain't right with that shit.
I mean,
I feel so bad for these niggas, and he got some loyal listeners too. Them niggas be there.
And I mean, a lot of drug dealers. I don't know if you talked to drug dealers before, but a lot of them will tell you that, you know, I'd rather sell drugs than go work for the white man. So my thing is, if you don't even own no type of business to even hire some of these people, then what are you even offering them? What are you offering them? Because a lot of drug deals will tell you the same thing. I'd rather sell drugs than work for the white man.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Some of them are still working for themselves and very, you know what I'm saying, powerful. And, you know, I mean, it don't even matter because, really, the white man don't even own a business his goddamn self. That's the funny shit about it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not, you know, my thing is, you know, I'm big on education. You know, I'm real big on education. You know, because at least that keeps you out of the street. If your ass in school and in a book, that keeps my daughters from being out in the clubs or chasing some nigga, and that keeps my son from goddamn chasing some broad and out of the clubs and out of the street gang. You feel me? Does it not? So that keeps our children and adults out of, it does decreases the chances. You feel me? It decreases the chances. So I just don't, it hurts, man. It just hurts. Damn, Smoke said, Don, deal with the topic at hand, black demons. Black demons are different than black devils. Them demons, woof, you don't fuck with a goddamn demon. I think I fuck with a black devil before I fuck around with a demon. I know some demons. Oh, my God, do I know some demons. Lord Jesus, I just gave y'all some names of some demons. Now, I kind of confused y'all. I did throw out some black devils, too, but some goddamn demons, you got to watch them fucking demons. Remember, black devils, they look like you. They look like you. You got to watch that shit. And, the question was asked by the sister in the chat room on Brother Eric's show. She asked, you know, how can you say that black devils exist when the white devil exists and they are the ones responsible for the murders, the this, that, and the third, and yada, 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 the COINTELPRO and all that other shit. And my answer was simple to her, because black devils are the only ones that can get close to you, motherfucker. Why do you think they always use a black motherfucker?
Exactly.
That's why they are the worst devils, because they are the ones that can get close to you. You gotta watch that shit. Let a cracker come knocking at your door and asking, can they sit with you? You ain't saying yeah. You ain't got not one cracker at your motherfucking job that comes over your house on Saturday. But you got a nigga at your job that knows your phone number, that calls you throughout the motherfucking week. And if you were the first people on the planet, then you are the first motherfucking devils. At the end of the day, we got to really look at it for really what it is. You are the first devils. If you're not, if you say you are not the first people on the planet, then I'll let you have that. I'm not finna argue with you on that shit. If you ain't the first, then fine. The white man came here first, then that motherfucker created you to be even a bigger devil than he is. God damn it. Listen to this clip real quick. This is about a 16-minute clip. This is on Brother Eric's show. There's a new doctrine going around, and I'm sure y'all have heard it. If y'all didn't hear it, y'all about to hear it now. But this actually the first one that I'm snatching and making goddamn copies of it so y'all niggas can be conscious of what the fuck is going on. So I'm going around now. I'm doing the Dutchess on these motherfuckers now, right? I'm going around Blog Talk getting all but the demonic information and going to do a show on it. Whatever Dutchess talk about, right? Poke thing. God bless him. Alright, listen, here it is right here. This is from the Sun Ray and Brother Eric show. Listen.
You gotta understand, Lucifer was created perfect and perfection. That darkness that manifests within you is the perfecting energy, it's the serpent energy. You know what I'm saying? We was known as the serpent people. And when that energy manifests within you, it rises all the way up into your pineal gland to get to that pulmonary artery that's above that cloud, that halo-like force. You know how they say when angels get that halo around their head, you got that same halo within you.
Can I interject real quick on something? You kind of threw me off there when you said the serpent people. You know, the serpent people are the reptilians, where you get the devil. It is. That's what the serpent, that's what they mentioned.
That's the serpent
was more subtle than any beast of the field.
Yeah.
So because it said that, it meant that a snake, you know, that's what a serpent is, a snake.
Right.
And also,
I'm
not finished. And also, you're talking about Halal, right, or Tarnush or Nakash, which gives a whisper sound.
Mm-hmm.
And Nakash means to whisper. And that's why it was associated, or these particular beings in reptilian form, they talk with a whisper because it shows the snake in them. And even to acknowledge that, and it's interesting because you said we are the serpent people and we are not the serpent people. We know what the serpent people are because they are, that's where they get the devil from. In a sense, that's where
they
get the devil from. And the reptilians, that's why they came out with the movie V and all that other stuff. And it means to hiss. You know what I'm saying? You got Lucifer, because Lucifer was certainly a reptilian. He was a reptile, a snake.
Let me ask you,
it's kind of interesting that you said that, but I just wanted to, you know, figure out, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you say
we,
why the we thing?
You got people
that'll hang up and go out and say we are the serpent people, and we're not. That's not what we are. Some of us are not. There are serpents.
If you listen to what you think about it, when you're born, when you're in that sac, because it takes a complete 9 months, right, the sacred number 9, what form do you take? Don't you have gills until it takes 9 months for your lungs to fully develop? Aren't you in water? Mm-hmm. The reason why I say we the serpent people, you look at your spine. Does it go straight? Or does it sit like a serpent with a tail?
Okay, but a snake is spineless. So where are you getting at with this? If you're trying to prove your misinformation, that's different. I let you try to prove it, but it doesn't make sense to even come with the gills and the spine and then say that it correlates with being serpent people, my good brother, because it don't make sense.
All I'm doing, sister, because, you know, all I'm doing is giving people the clues. If a person don't want to take it, you can't speak for everybody on the Grand Mass, because people.
Man, you can't give
like
a person a clue saying that they are serpent people and just throw it out there as if we don't know what you're talking about. You have to explain that, my brother.
If you
are trying to give somebody clues,
that.
Stop giving us clues. We want the facts.
So
come straight
up.
We don't need clues. We don't need breadcrumbs. We don't need none of that.
What you want me to tell them, Don? Because, I mean, you're a great debater.
Because I
want to
ask you a question, though. You know, I just couldn't understand why you, I mean, where did this serpent people come from? Because this ain't the first
time
I've been hearing this. You want
to
let
me
ask you the question first? Are you going? Did you hear anything I said?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you hear anything I said?
I heard everything
you said. What I say?
You said to don't tell people we're not the serpent people, which we are. Because you know what the serpent is? Wise, right? The serpent is intelligent.
No, the
right?
Owl is considered wise. Where did y'all get the wise from? The serpent. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, but the eye is tricky. Subtle is tricky. That's different from wise. And the owl, wait, let me finish. The owl is associated with wisdom.
You've been on that Malachi too long.
Excuse me? I'm going on who too hard?
No,
so what, I'm supposed to be on your dick, nigga? I'm supposed to be hard on your dick, calling out Malachi. Is that what it is? Is that what it is, my nigga? Let me know now. So whose dick should I be on right now today? Why you going
to
throw another nigga in the equation, my nigga? And that nigga ain't even here. I'm trying to figure this shit out now.
Okay, let's bring the love back.
No, we got the love. Me and Andre, we cool. I mean, you know, especially, obviously, you know what I'm saying? He's talking about I'm on Malachi hard. Like, ain't nobody even mentioned Malachi in this motherfucker but you. So who dick should I be on, Andre? Answer that. Who should I be on? Answer that, Andre.
Why
who should I be on?
On
if
this?
Not Malachi's dick, who dick should
what?
I be on,
I
nigga?
I respect that because, you know, every time something positive, it's going to be a negative force that causes corruption.
Oh, whatever,
because I mean,
you just threw that shit
in
your
nigga.
I feel quite offending. You still can't answer my goddamn question.
The thing is, you can't move me with that. Raising your voice, getting your blood pressure
no,
up and all that.
No, nobody raising
I'm
nothing,
still,
nigga. I'm raising that
I'm
apron
still,
your fucking ass when. How about that?
I'm still in the same calm state. You know
again,
how I come in that state?
No, answer the question, Andre. You ain't
answer
none of my questions, my good, conscious, prophetic brother. Answer my question.
Look, if you really want to know, you'll be quiet for a second.
Answer the question,
ask
though.
Question.
Are you a teacher? Do you consider yourself a teacher?
I'm a messenger.
Who message are you giving us then?
I'm
who do you work
message
for?
From, I'm getting,
if
I don't
you
work
a messenger, then who's... Where's you getting your messages from?
I don't work for anybody. It comes to me. It channels to
from
me.
From where? Who's getting it? But why you still ain't answering my question?
It comes from the nature, from everything around you.
All right, let's
it's
go
obvious.
Back, though, because I want my question answered before Sun Ray and Brother Eric Show goes
off. What question are you asking, sister? And if you ask me this question, I want you to know first and foremost, it's out of love, whatever I'm going to say. I'm never going to get out of line to disrespect
fine.
You.
Fine. I understand all of that. That's
okay.
Good.
When
all
I
right.
answer you, when you ask me it, let me answer it, sister, if you really want to know.
Okay,
if
I do. Because you certainly threw
go
me
ahead.
Off. You know what I'm saying? What
go
Malachi got to do with this? Who hard should I be on? How hard should, what person should I be hard on?
You should,
answer that.
That's the thing. You shouldn't be on no person. You should be inside of yourself.
Okay, so why
out of everybody
on the goddamn planet, then
I'm,
let me ask the
I'm
next
not
question
everybody.
Then, okay? You answer that.
I'm
you
not
answer
everybody.
That. I shouldn't be hard on nobody. So out of everybody
should,
in the
you should be,
out
you
of
should
everybody
be hard
on the planet, then where the hell did you get the thought of Malachi? How did Malachi come out your mouth? Where did it come from? Why would you mention Malachi when I questioned you on the serpent and all of that? Well, I'm talking about the Bible. It was more something than before. Why did you throw in that I'm hard on Malachi? Like, where the fuck that
come
from?
I didn't say you was hard on Malachi. I said that sounded like some Malachi's teachings.
What that got to do with anything?
I mean, that's what I was
what
saying.
What does Malachi
that's all
got
I said.
To do with any of this is what I'm asking. What does Malachi
said,
do you got to do with anything? Because you quoted,
said,
you started quoting the heavenly goddamn prayer and shit, and
yeah,
nobody
no
threw
doubt.
Up that you sounded like some goddamn William Shakespeare, nigga. You started quoting, you know,
the
Holy Bible, but, no, but nobody
Bible.
Threw
it's
that out.
Song.
Nobody disrespected you and said, why you quoting the white man's
that's,
prayer? Nobody said
that
shit.
Not the,
but
not
when
the
you
white
when
man,
you and
bro,
I start to converse,
now.
You want to tell me that all of a sudden now I sound like, or it sounds like Malachi's teaching, but no, I never did you that way. I never did you that way.
It ain't,
so I'm
it
asking,
ain't,
why
ain't.
Do me this way? Why do me this way?
Why even let it affect you? You conscious.
you God status, right? Why even let
it
affect you?
I'm asking a question. Whether or not it affects me, Andre.
The question still remains unanswered. I never disrespect you, not one bit. Not one bit. You didn't sit up here.
But what does it matter, though, of who teaches that?
You
hollering at me. Whether it sounds like it comes through me or not. We don't
Let's end what? Yeah, Brother Eric.
Let's
okay, let me get one part. Let me say one thing.
And then come back.
My mic messed. Yeah, I can see my mic messed up. Let me say this. This is one thing we were saying about dealing with the conscious community. See, is what we were saying. Man, now I will say, I didn't say nothing like that, and I ain't trying to come in done the fans or nobody defense.
Right.
But see, that's what we talk about. We're in the conscious community, and we have a good discussion, and somebody might say something, and it is. Now, I studied Dr. Malachi before. I studied a lot of teachers, but I did too. And I can say something and like that, and it doesn't matter where we get the information from. And see, that's how what we were talking about earlier. That's how we get into debate with one another in the so-called conscious community, because like we can have a good discussion, and then someone might like, well, that sound like someone's speech, because even though you might,
that's true.
Just hold it in. Like I said, if anybody could, like she could have said the same thing, I said, she's saying she could have said the same thing. You quote white folks. You quote, like I said, William Shakespeare,
right.
Francis Bacon, quote, you know what I'm saying, the Lord's Prayer. It could have easily been said, too. So, I mean, we don't have to just like that sound like Dr. Malachi's teaching. It's just not Dr. Malachi's teaching, because it's come from Malachi. The message didn't just come from him. This is information that the Dr. Malachi, he studied, he researched, so it did just come from him. Just because he's one teaching at that present time, because no one else was mostly out in front teaching it. It's not just, it's all about teaching. So that's what we talked about. We have to stop this as a so-called conscious community. If when we don't agree with one another, we want to throw up each other's what organization they present. And then that's getting into an argument. We can't even sit down. Another. We have to stop that. Let's learn how to dialogue. You know what I'm saying? Because
it's
all about
Can I put something on the record real quick, and then I'll humble out. I just want to put on the record that I don't know shit about the conscious community. I don't even know where it's located. Never been to the community itself. So I don't even have a conscious community hat, T-shirt, or pen, or none of that shit. I don't even know where the fuck that shit came from. But at the end of the goddamn day, conscious simply means that you are fully aware of everything and that you are in full control of your environment and your actions. So that's that. That's conscious community. It has nothing to do with religion or how spiritual you are, how smart your ass is. Ain't got shit to do with that. Conscious means that you are fully aware. And I got that from the white man dictionary.
And
you're supposed to be fully aware.
Let me say this. Consciousness, the belief in those teachings that you know, because we all got our own teachers and we got our own science. That's what I was going back to. Are we fasting and studying and praying? And I got to ask myself that goddamn question.
Wait, I got one more thing to say. I'm still on this real quick. I just got one thing to say. Do you understand that even in the Bible that it said that I will put enmity between the woman's seed and the serpent seed? I mean, it's just certain things that is still, you know what I'm saying? I know what that means. Do you understand?
Right.
I know.
Right.
I'm very conscious when somebody identifies themselves and then say that we are all serpent people. Then it takes me right back, because I know that there's a concentrated effort against the woman's seed, and that concentrated effort is to attack the seed, and who's attacking the seed are the serpent people. You understand? This is the problem that we have
right
now going on in our homes and outside of our homes throughout the world, that their job is to make sure that Eve does not ever bear another seed on this planet.
Right.
And they are the day that I'm talking about are the serpent people.
Right.
Okay.
And you gotta do something about it. When I hear certain things like that, I know what it is. That's something that you look out for. That's
right.
All a message.
But listen,
that's a hook. When he said he's the messenger, I get that. I get stuff like that because something don't sound right about that. You feel me? Something ain't right about that now, Miss Jones.
Now listen.
You know,
Don,
could
you
be a subliminal
right.
message because you
now,
never
listen.
Know.
Listen, Don, you was right. And the prophet was right, but the prophet didn't explain fully what he meant to go into it. And you may, I don't know, I have to go back.
Are you talking about the prophet Elijah Muhammad? Who you saying? What are you saying, the prophet? Because I'm used to hearing the prophet known as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
No, I ain't talking about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Who?
I'm talking about the brother. Ain't the brother that was talking called itself the prophet?
Prophet Andre, yeah.
Yeah, Prophet Andre. Okay, now
I've never heard of him.
He said something. He said something.
Thought you were talking about the Prophet Honorable Elijah Muhammad for a minute. Like, what? So where was Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrong, man? The stuff of law, Keith. You know, man, we know about the serpent people, man. We already know about it. The war was always with the serpent people, man.
Yeah,
we already know that.
Hanging,
we already know the war.
Point,
and that's been the battle ever
hanging,
since
but.
We got here. That's why we came to the planet Earth, because it was the war in heaven as it is on in Earth with the serpent people. You know what I'm saying? Michael and his angels against Lucifer and his angels. That's why it's interesting that these niggas is kicking a Lucifer doctrine now. Talking about the woman is Lucifer now and all this other shit. Man, this shit here is goddamn crazy. Like,
so
okay,
right
finally, because where we at now is we're in the opening of the mouth ceremony. So they really telling on themselves every time they open their mouth, because now I know who you are. I can finally identify you, because the words that come out of your mouth is not of my father. It's of your father, who are the devil, a.k.a. the serpent, the subtle beast of the field, who's here to put enmity and hatred and destroy each seed. I done figured it out.
Y'all's new doctrine now is
the Luciferian doctrine, because y'all now are going around hollering that the woman is Lucifer, that y'all are all Lucifers. So I know what Luciferian is. I know. I've been taught by the best. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't shit. I'm listening to this shit. That's why I go on Blog Talk, just to hear a nigga open his mouth so we can figure out who the fuck is on this goddamn planet, living amongst us, breathing amongst us, drinking amongst us, talking amongst us. But we got to find out that the black devil is amongst us, and that black devil is a serpent. He's part of the Luciferian conspiracy. I know it. I know it when I see it. Did you get that? Yeah, babe, we got that. It's all on record. All right, welcome back to the Don Corleone Show. That was actually a clip of us, you know, profound individuals conversing on the Sun Ray and Brother Eric Show, one of the best shows on blogtalkradio.com. Please believe it, the Sun Ray and Eric Show, Brother Eric Show. You know, I was just minding my business. I like to listen to my brothers. You feel me? I come show support what support is shown. You feel me? Just minding my business like Little Red Riding Hood. I was just going to deliver some goddamn cookies and some cake and some fruits and vegetables to my brothers. And all of a sudden, I see a wolf amongst them little motherfuckers, a.k.a. certain motherfuckers. I'm telling you, man, listen to what they say. If you listen to what they say, then you are automatic if you are conscious. Now, conscious is a motherfucker. I don't mean conscious meaning your hair's nappy. I mean conscious meaning that you are fully aware of what comes out of motherfucking mouths, what comes out of these people's mouths. And they confess out of their mouths, because we're in the opening of the mouth ceremony. That's why it's kind of good that sometimes it's good that you let ignorant motherfuckers talk, because it lets you know who is downloading in them, what has been downloaded in them. For a motherfucker to confess out their mouth about the serpent people, and this ain't the first time that I've actually heard this shit come out of these niggas, but this is a Luciferian doctrine. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not saying that these niggas don't know what they're saying. It's that they do. You want to know how I know that they do know what they're saying? Because they will argue you down with what they're saying is right and exact. And they are right and exact,
but they're wrong when they say we are the serpent. No, there ain't no we in this motherfucker. Just say you, bitch nigga. Just say you know that you are serpent. Let's also say that you know that you are a part of the Luciferian community. You ain't part of the conscious community, nigga. You part of the Luciferian community, because everything come out your mouth is that you praise the devil. In the very beginning, if you listen to a lot of these motherfuckers, they got a lot of positive shit. They talk more about the fucking devil than they glorify the Lord or the heavenly host or the angelic beings. When anytime you hear a nigga take their doctrine back to the Bible and they give praises to Lucifer and the fucking devil, imagine we're in the Bible. You talk more of the devil and Lucifer or the serpent or Satan than you do God or the angelic host or Jesus or the fucking angel Malachi. You know what I'm saying? Or angel Michael or the angel Melchizedek. You talk more of the devil, the fucking serpent, the goddamn white man, and the other fuck more than you do, more than you praise the opposite. That's something that you look out for. That's some shit that you look out for. You got to watch that shit. Even preachers, when they get on the fucking pulpit, they talk more about the devil than they do God. Yes or no? Yes. They talk more about, they quote Paul more than they do Jesus. Yes or no? Yes. And Paul was one of the biggest deceivers on the fucking planet. Right. Yes or no?
Yes,
yes or no? Do they not talk more about the devil than they do God? Yes or no? Do they not talk more about Paul than they do Jesus? They quote Paul more eloquently to a T than they do Jesus. They fuck up what Jesus be saying. They fucking fuck up what Jesus said. God damn it, he was leaving and he'll be back tomorrow. Nigga, Jesus ain't said that shit. Say it right what Jesus say, motherfucker. But you can tell that these niggas quote the devil doctrine to a T. They quote that shit to a T, and that motherfucker, this is the first, the second, and this ain't the last time I'm going to hear motherfuckers quote that serpent shit, because it let me know who the fuck they are. And let me know that they are here, finally. Finally. It's no more. Hey, niggas ain't hiding no more. The black devil ain't hiding no more. They done took off your outfit. They done took that shit off. If you listen to what the fuck they saying, they telling you they here. They telling you got these niggas, and I think B.A. fucking hit the crack on the head when he said, do you think that if niggas could give, if Ben could give birth to the babies, do you think that they would, damn, B.A., I forgot what the fuck your question was in the chat room. But anyway, at the end of the goddamn day, but you can tell that these niggas, a lot of these niggas that profess that anti-feminine shit, I don't give a fuck what you want to call it, nigga. I know what the fuck that are, because in the fucking Bible, bitch nigga, I don't give a fuck what you got to say about it. But in that goddamn Bible, it said I will put enmity between the woman's seed and the serpent seed, bitch nigga. So obviously, a lot of you bitch niggas is part of that serpentine bullshit only because you are anti the motherfucking woman. And any people that are anti the fucking woman are the motherfucking serpent. That's why you want to get us away from that Bible now, you conscious motherfucker. What book can we refer your at that we can see your ass in other than a goddamn Bible? You let me know what that is first. That shit is in clear fucking view. He said that she will bruise his head and he will bruise her heel. She will stop at that motherfucking snake. She will stop at him to protect her goddamn seed. And this is why these niggas is anti the motherfucking woman, because it's in you, nigga. It's in your nature. You fucking bred with them fucking serpent motherfuckers, and they done put a lot of you motherfuckers on the planet with us, and now we got to fight your motherfucking ass, whether you got nappy hair, dark skin, and a big fucking nose. I know who you are. I know who you are. I fucking know. Open your goddamn mouth. Y'all niggas keep running your fucking mouths. I'm going to call your fucking ass out. Because you can't hide no more. You can't fucking hide. I know what the fuck that shit is. Talking about the damn serpent motherfucker. These are black devils that's confessing out of their fucking mouth that they are here to destroy the woman. Do you understand? It ain't got nothing to do with y'all. That's why we kept saying that the men's job, our real niggas, the real warriors, the real protectors' job is to protect the woman from what? From them serpent, big-lipped, nappy-headed motherfuckers. That's why we're asking for your fucking help. That's why we're asking. ain't asking you for to do shit else but protect us from these bitch-ass niggas that hate the fucking woman. It ain't the faggots that hate us. It's them serpent bitch bastards that just for some reason can't digest, can't fucking swallow the simple fact that woman was here first. That's where your enmity starts with, bitch nigga. That's why you hate us, motherfucker. That's why you destroy us. It ain't goddamn the woman's fault, the community or the household is all fucked up. It's the woman. Remember, the woman, in the beginning, the bitch was naive. She didn't know no fucking better. You came kicking some shit that the bitch knew nothing of. So she trusted your bitch ass, just like you would think. Have we not been burnt by snakes before? Have we not been bit by snakes? Have we not? How many of us in attendance today have been fucked? How many of us on the tennis today have been backstabbed, have been lied on, have been slandered, have been deceived? How many of us have been deceived, backstabbed, lied on, all that fucking shit set up to fucking go down? How many of us have had that? Did you know that that motherfucker was the devil that did it? No. You didn't know until after they did it. You didn't know that shit, male or female. You didn't fucking know. That's why our job is to guard, suit up, motherfuckers. Suit up against the black devil amongst you. Suit up, because you never know which one they are. You never motherfucking know. I know them black motherfuckers, devils, when I see they got it. When I hear them, I know them. When I fucking hear them, I know them. It's fucking simple. It's fucking supreme mathematics, sacred geometry, goddammit. This real sacred geometry. All that other shit, the square and the fucking circle, my ass, motherfucker. Y'all better figure out this real shit. You better decode these motherfuckers. Anyway, Don Nicoleone got 3 minutes remaining. Huh? I got 3 minutes remaining left on the air, man. Call in, motherfuckers. Shit, pissed off now. I got 3 minutes remaining left on the air. The number is 347-884-9239. Call in. The leadership is about to take off. You won't be able to hear the rest of the show the next hour unless you call in at the end of the day. You feel me? The boarding pass number is 347-884-9239. Anybody want to chime in? Push one on your keypad now. Speak now. Or just goddamn it, keep your shit to yourself. I don't give a fuck today, goddamn it. Just had to put all that shit on record. You feel me? I hate for my switchboard to go down, but goddamn it, it's time. Ain't no more playing motherfucking games, goddamn it. Y'all better wake the fuck up and realize who the fuck, goddamn it. And then you got to be careful because you too. No more God games. No more fucking, you got to be fucking careful right now. This is the last day in motherfucking time. You fuck around and believe a lot of these motherfuckers if you want to. You want to take blog talk as if it's a form of entertainment and you ain't got your psychic self-defense up, then you fucked. You know what I'm saying? It's no different than television. Y'all done with the idiot box, but the idiot box has now become the fucking internet. So if you ain't got them on the right channel, you fucked. Because you they are channeling through you. That's why it's called a station, channeling, fucking tune in, all that other shit. You better make sure what the fuck channel you tune to. Especially if you ain't got no psychic self-defense, you're fucked up. You know what I'm saying? What motherfucker in their right mind would profess out their fucking mouth that they don't want nah nigga to do for themselves and get their shit together? That's a black devil. I don't give a fuck how you say it. I don't give a fuck. I know a black devil when I see one. A black devil is a hinderer. And they use every fucking tool that they can to keep your motherfucking down. And it amazes me because I'm trying to figure out, nigga, you a fucking agent? Is your job is to keep niggas in the fucking hood in the ghetto and projects and shit, nigga? Goddamn, what the fuck? And then you can tell that these niggas have been programmed because a lot of these motherfuckers say out their mouth that it ain't about the money. That it's not about material wealth. It's not. Are you fucking kidding me, you bitch? So what the fuck you, what the fuck? So because of that, your children suffer? Are you serious? And because you don't want the best out of your life, you gonna tell other motherfuckers don't get the best out of yours? Nigga, are we not here to motherfucking live life to the fullest? Enjoy it? Accomplish things? Are you fucking serious? Like, what the fuck? You know, it's not, I mean, what the fuck? Goddamn, I ain't never seen. seen this. Flip me. They ain't never seen this shit. I have never, ever in my fucking eye witnessed this shit. I was a part of this shit. I told y'all before, it was a bunch of niggas that thought, and the scary shit about it was, see, I'm on Blog Talk. I can turn a nigga off if I can. But not when I was sleeping with black devils. Not when I was going to Tamaray sitting amongst black fucking devils saying the same shit that a lot of these niggas are saying. Don't get an education. It's the white man system. Don't get your children in this because the white man this and all of that fucking shit. Meanwhile, my baby's struggling, motherfucker. Meanwhile, we in the projects because of your bitch ass. You ain't getting us out of this, motherfucker. I'm stuck listening to your bitch ass because you got the key. The key to hell, motherfucker. We struggling. We suffering. See, it's a little bit different because I can turn the fucking station. But not where everywhere I go, all these motherfuckers know me, and they got the fucking right to tell me that I need to stay where the fuck I'm at and my children shouldn't have the fucking best because the best means the white man system. Are you fucking kidding me? Shit. This shit here, I lived that shit. I lived it. I live that shit at the end of the motherfucking day. All ones, come back on in with us, BA. 404-462, your mic is open. 678-949, your mic is open. 803-937, your mic is open. Anybody else on their mic open before my switchboard shut down, please mute your background. 718, come on in. 718-484, your mic is open. 970, goddamn sniffing and shit, my nose running, cold in a motherfucker. Goddamn, turn the heat off and shit. Goddamn, let me blow my motherfucking nose. Goddamn it. 404-537, your mic is open. Anybody else before my switchboard shut down? I've been shutting down for the past 3 days now, so I hate to not open your mics up and shit like that. You feel me? Okay, I see you. 253, your mic is open. Is that it? All right. God damn it. Other than that. All right, 253, your mic is open. All right, I'm going up to the top again. We'll take our time on this one. The leadership is officially taking off. B.A., go ahead, chime on in.
Your mic is open. I wanted to say that you hit the nail right on the head. A lot of these men that's in that community, a lot of them are male chauvinists, and they preach a good game about the black woman, but in all actuality, they want to point the finger at everybody else but themselves and what they're not doing in their own communities. I think a lot of them are those stereotypical black men in terms of, you know, having children, but like five different baby moms, not taking care of none of them. Most of them came out of prison. Most of them still sell drugs. Most of them are backstabbers, and they're just angry for no reason. They don't intellectualize their anger. Now, I always say you can't be a radical and be stupid at the same time. And a lot of them is what it is. But a lot of them are quite stupid. And again, if you hate this system so much, then why not go back to Africa? Nothing is stopping. All right. I'm done.
Can't be a radical and stupid at the same time. Incredible. Come on in with the 404-462. Everybody's mic open at push one. I just want to let y'all know. 404-462, come on in.
Yeah, this is Dennis. Who is this cat? You got any information on him so I can find a website on him or a group that he's a part of so I can expose the hell out of him and shut him down?
Oh, which one are you talking about, baby? It's a whole bunch of them, baby, sweetheart. They're everywhere.
Whoever that caller was, or you can just send me some email on them and let me do what I do.
Okay.
Because keep talking about them ain't gonna get
nowhere. I'm not basically talking about that person per se. It's just the fact that they're here. You know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that they're here, and I think that people need to be conscious of what they're saying, because I didn't play the whole show of Sun Ray and Eric's show, but if I play, not the whole show, but the part that I did edit out, if I played that, you had a bunch of people that were saying, that's right, that's right, until I had to say, nah, that shit ain't right. Are you just agreeing because you think you in church, motherfucker, that you can say, amen? Like, you don't even know what the fuck the nigga is saying. I had to motherfucking jump in, and the same first people that were saying, that's right, were saying, yeah. You're right. Uh-huh. Like, you know, like, what the fuck is going on with this shit? Like, y'all niggas can't discern. You can't discern what the fuck is going on, even if it's in your ear. See, I listen very well to people. I listen very well. And I know a formula that's called sound right reasoning. That is a formula. And if it don't sound right, there is no reasoning in it. Because it got to sound right. If the shit don't, it's either all right or not right at all. You feel me? So it's not just him, but if you sit and listen to the shit that comes out of these people's mouths, then you would know. Then you would know. Just sit and listen. You ain't got to fucking say, yes, uh-huh, yeah, that's right. Just fucking really fucking just hum in on this nonsense, on this sick shit. And it's not to deter anybody else. It's really for you to find out who's who amongst you. That's who it is. It's to find out who's who amongst you.
Hey, Don,
and you ain't conscious of that shit. That's why I said that conscious shit is that conscious shit. I'm sorry. I know what consciousness is. That means that shit don't sound right. I heard it. I'm going to do something else tomorrow, too. I'm going to show y'all some other shit. I'm going to play some more clips. And this time it's of the media and the government. And I ain't going to say shit. I ain't going to say shit yet. I want everybody to push one, to call in and tell me your view on the situation. I got some media clips I want to play, and I'm going to find out which one of you motherfuckers is conscious or unconscious just based off of the media, just based out of the news. We about to play some games around this motherfucker, and whoever is conscious, I got some fucking tickets to the goddamn conscious bowl. I'm fucking giving away goddamn a day at the fucking Ritz-Carlton and all that type of shit for a motherfucker that's smart enough, because if it was possible, they would deceive the elite, and that's where we at now. So we got to figure out, fuck the conscious, who the fuck is the elite amongst us?
Who's
we got to
crap?
Find out that shit. That's where the fuck we at, if it was possible to see the elite. And a lot of you motherfuckers believe every goddamn thing the media say, so this going to be fun. And whoever calls in with the right goddamn answer or the right goddamn comment, then, nigga, I'll give you a spa package. Will you pass that shit on to your mama or your baby mama?
Hey, Doc.
I got some prizes now on this motherfucker. I was wondering, like, what the fuck games I can play with these motherfuckers, conscious games? I'm going to play the conscious game on this bitch. You feel me, Dennis?
Yeah. Hey, Don, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually want these people to be on the loose out there screwing up the minds of your own people?
I can hear you, sweetheart. Your phone. Say it again.
Okay. Do you want these people out there among your people screwing up their...
Your phone went out.
Okay, I'll just send you a message.
Oh, in the chat room. Are you in the chat room, sweetheart?
No, it's too late. I already logged out.
Okay, so you're saying...
So, Don. Don.
Huh? Yeah.
It's like I'm so glad you found out. You finally found out last night. It's like I've been saying, a lot of things to talk down on this community or anything, but like I've always said on your show, a lot of people in that community, they lack critical thought. I'm very sorry.
Right. Well, I've been found out, baby. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Look at 220. Yeah, 220. You're going to look under your seat in a minute, goddammit. We taking this motherfucker to Hollywood! We're going to Miami! Alright, y'all look under your damn keyboard. Baby.
I
want to play. You got tickets.
Look under my keyboard.
Look under your keyboard. I want everybody to look under your keyboard right now, man. Everybody that's in front of their computer, look under your keyboard. You got tickets. You're going to Miami.
This is crazy. We need Miami right now.
Okay. y'all funny. Who else? Everybody mic open. 803, come on in with us. 937, you want to say something? I think that's Curtis.
Yeah, how you doing? I was just listening.
Okay, baby.
You still talking about Black Devils?
Huh?
We still talking about Black Devils?
If you like, it's up to you, baby, what you want to talk about.
I just have flashbacks of all the Black Devils. it fucked me over from, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't know. You didn't know. That's why it's important to build your four higher senses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To build up your four higher senses, your intuitive, your telepathy, your psychometry, and your clairvoyance. That's why that shit is necessary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas talking about the penal gland and all that other shit. Mm-hmm. But goddamn it, you talk about that shit all day. But if you ain't got psychic self-defense, nigga, you are devoured.
Yeah.
You are devoured.
People used to say I was crazy for studying all that stuff, but it works, though.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that shit is important. You need that shit. Hell, Solomon, that's what the fuck he asked for, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding first. Give me that shit first. I don't want no money. I don't even want nobody around me until I got knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, because without that shit, I wouldn't be able to see my enemies.
Right.
And I think that a lot of niggas is in la-la land when it comes to if you black, you are all right and exact. And if you white, you are... You fucked up. Nah, niggas got the shit backwards. You better watch who the fuck is in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you remember the saying was keep your friends close and your enemies closer? Who really fucking thought of that shit need to be shot? Why the fuck would you keep your enemies closer? What common sense is that? That's not common sense. You keep your friends close and your family closer. God damn it. Why the fuck would you want enemies amongst you?
Your enemies made up that term.
That's that Sun Tzu type shit. That's what that is.
Okay. Here's a passage from Dr. Your book, What and Where is Hell, on page 199, even though y'all ain't got it. It was a question asked, how can people recognize the devil if you say he's not the red devil standing with the pitchfork? Answer, people can't recognize him, and that's the biggest advantage the devil has over you. You have to have the spirit of God to recognize them, for the devil and his 200 fallen Elohim are none other than human physical beings. Women and men just like you, white devils as well as black devils, who reside on the planet Earth, and that is exactly how he wants it. He doesn't want you to be able to recognize him. You must realize that anything that isn't of God must be of the devil. No in between. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, next question was, are you saying that the black man is the devil and not the white man? The answer, no. The fact still remains that the Caucasian Canaanite man is the cursed seed of the evil reptilian, a malevolent being. Truth is truth. These beings that you want to believe in are the same spook or spirits that are living right here amongst you. They are physical beings causing mischief every day. The Noble Quran 727 tells you he sees you from where you see him, not simply because he's not what you expect him to be. Is there more to this shit? Yep. I'll go on. He says, you've been so busy looking at the Caucasian as the evil one, the devil, and you've been blinded to the original devil and his descendants who are African American. Let me read that part one more time. Who's laughing?
Oh, shit. Okay. This is AC, I'm sorry. You
hey,
just got
AC,
me.
Baby. Hey, baby, how you doing? Give your wife my love and your cat. I'm going to come and kidnap your cat. I'm gonna catnap your cat. Okay, he says, you've been so busy looking at the Caucasian, the Canaanites, as the evil one, the devil, that you've been blinded to the original devil and his descendants who are African American. He knows who you are. He needs you to stay blind and under the spell of sleep, because once the spell is totally lifted, he won't be in control of you. Truth is truth. Remember when the 200 fallen angelic beings were cast down from heaven with Azazel to the planet Earth? And remember, if Dr. York is crazy, God damn it, I'm going to tell you something. That movie Fallen, who said Azazel first? Dr. York or the movie Fallen? Azazel was the spirit that was jumping in and out of people in the movie Fallen that Denzel played in. All right? I just want to put that shit on record. All right? I just want to give everybody to fucking know, even though y'all might have heard that word one time when you paid $5.50 to go see the movie Fallen.
Remember when the 200 fallen angelic beings were cast down from heaven with Azazel to the planet Earth, they took on physical forms called Anakim or Nephilians. They were Hindus with 6 ethers straight hair and black eyes with dark brown skin and red hair and green eyes and brown skin. Not blonde-haired, blue-eyed demons. You're caught up on the word beings. The word beings means the state or fact of existing or living. One lives or exists or is assumed to do so of physical and mental qualities that make a person. That is why they are called beings. A being is a physical description or attribution or thing. You are human beings, thus angelic beings are physical, with agreeable or benevolent natures and disagreeable or malevolent natures. Do you still doubt? Then you should take a look at Daniel 9:21, the book of Daniel. 9:21, if y'all want me to, I'll fucking quote that shit. Goddamn, fuck that book of Daniel. Wait, there it is. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Guess what it says? Lord, thank you. He also goes into Genesis 3:15. Genesis 3:15. What it say? I just quoted that shit to the serpent man that called in on Sun Ray Show. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. King James Version. You feel me? That's Genesis 3:15. The serpent seed. When it speaks about the angelic being, Gabriel Anusku, as a man, male living being, then go further and read Ezekiel 28:14, Isaiah 14:21, and Revelation 13:18, the Noble Quran 72:6. These quotes are all speaking of the devil as a male living being, being bound to dwell on earth. Let's go to Genesis 3:15, and you'll see the Aramaic Hebrew word zerah, meaning offspring, descendants, prosperity of the devil and the cable. The Old Testament, Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Does it make sense? In Arabic, you get the word nesala, which is defined as physical seed. Then when you go to Genesis 6:4, it tells you that they came down to earth as Nephilians or giants, and they had sex with the daughters of men, which were human beings, Cain's seed, and bore children. They lived on even afterwards as the Anakites. Some of these beings incarnated spiritually into the offsprings of Canaan, which became the Caucasians or the Canaanite race. I hope I ain't lose nobody on that shit.
I was listening.
Huh?
Mm.
Anybody? Oh, okay. I hope I didn't lose anybody. So then, but he says, spirits do not have sperm and ovum, and they don't have chromosomes or have children. Offsprings cannot be used in a spiritual sense. You know that Nakash, the whisperer, called the serpent, is not an actual snake. This is what he wants you to believe. A snake is merely a metaphoric analogy. Because it is low to the ground as it crawls on its belly, hisses like a whisper, and most are poisonous, which is how the character of Nakash, the whisperer, is described. Remember the war that took place, God damn it, boy, as if I ain't never read this goddamn book. This nigga talk about sound like I'm on Malachi, nigga. Malachi on me. I ain't read this shit. This is the first time I read this shit. God damn, I'm good. God damn. Damn, kissing myself. Feel me. Feel myself. Feel myself. Wait a minute. God damn it, this girl bad. Nigga, talk about I'm on Malachi shit. Nigga, clean. Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, I'm smart. Motherfucker. Shit. Okay, let's go back. Cause this nigga about to touch that shit. God damn. Okay, a snake is merely a metaphoric analogy. Because it is low to the ground as it crawls on its belly, hisses like a whisper, and most are poisonous, which is how the character of Nakash, the whisperer, is described. Remember the war that took place in heaven was because Nakash refusal to bow to respect of Adam, the Noble Quran 2, chapter 2, verse 34, and was cast out, Revelation 12:9, from what you call heaven to dwell on earth, the Noble Quran 7:25. So do not be confused. Nakash is being Nakash is a being appearing as a man. Bashar, as well as in Arabic, Bashir, meaning mortal in the skin. And he intends to make good on his promise in the Noble Quran 1539, verse 4 through 40. And I quote, O my Lord, because thou hast put me in the wrong, I will make wrong, fair seeming to them on earth, and I will put them all in the wrong, except thy servants among them, sincere and purified by thy grace. Nakash has set forth his plan to make evil fair-seeming, that's Isaiah 5:20, as well as to make you believe that time brings about the changes of ways and laws. Many of you have accepted Nakash's promises over that of the Lord's. Many of you did not recognize that another event took place that would affect Nakash and his followers, as well as many of you today up until the time of the following event. That event was the curse that was placed on Canaan through Ham, son of Noah. The devil confuses the world, the whole world, because nobody believes that he is in a race of people. The devil confuses the whole world because nobody believes that he is in a race of people. Haven't you noticed his destructive behavior that goes against all the laws of nature? The Caucasian Canaanite is always trying to climb the highest mountain, swim the longest river, attempt to conquer nature. He has no rhythm, and his woman don't even possess a mothering instinct. His beast-like nature is evident in his appearance. Why do you think his hair smells like a dog when it's wet, or why his body is so hairy? Those are the inherited characteristics of his cave-dwelling ancestors. The Bible tells you that he is a beast or a mankind, a kind of man. Jonah 3, verse 7 through 9. This AC favorite topic. AC love to talk about the Germans. Hey, he love to talk about this shit.
Oh, yes,
and yet,
I do.
You want to be like him, that kind of man with the evil spirit of the devil who seized upon the opportunity to possess this soulless beast. Then it goes into another question, but thank you, sweetheart. Find that book, Are the Black Devils. We got the Black Devil book. Yeah. You know we got the Black Devil book. Shit, we got them. The Black Devil book should have went platinum. All right, that's that, though. Anybody want to chime in?
Yeah, I would like to know. That sounds like a very good book. What can you find it?
It's in my bony chest. It's in my bony chest. The book is called What and Where is Hell, written by Dr. York. But that's just, you know, I don't know. My husband just happened to find that particular one, but he wrote a book called Are There Black Devils? Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying is, where can you find his books?
I don't know, sweetheart. I'm just the keeper of his books. I don't sell his books. I got all his books, a lot of copies of the same book, but they're not for sale. We're working on getting a library, so when you come to Georgia, you'll be able to library the book. Well, how the library is set up, you get your card and all that shit, but you got to submit your Social Security number and all that shit, and I will hunt your ass down if you don't return that book in a timely manner.
Hey, Don. Hey, do you have a copy of the original Book of Fire Percenters?
Yeah. Doc, what's the name of the book? Doc reads it every day. It's about his sixth time reading it. The Book of the Five. No, nah, my bad. The Book of the 5%.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that, baby. If you need me to, I'll read from it and all that type of shit. But it's not for sale. I can't loan it out. But
okay.
I'm told you, we're working on actually, and it's sad though because I really don't trust people. You know what I'm saying? So we're working on getting everything legitimate so we can actually rent the books out.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying? Rent them out, you know, like a library, you know,
yes.
To rent them out so you can actually get the hard copy of it. But, you know, it has to be, you know, respectably sent back for someone else to rent out. I'm working on that level. Mm. But it's a lot that you have to fill out an application and all that stuff and get registered in our system.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm working on
it. It sounds very interesting. That's why.
Right. I mean, the shit, man, I mean, it's right and exact. I heard AC bust out laughing when they said African Americans.
Oh,
yeah. Jesus.
Let me ask you something, Don. All right, when it comes to the gods, when they came down to this planet, I mean, what is your concept on what happened in the beginning? Like, were there people on this planet before the gods came down here?
Yes.
So if there were people on this planet before the gods came down here, now my interpretation of the woman's seed. Now I know we can, you know, metaphorically chop it up and
mm-hmm.
move it in different angles and whatnot. But my belief on the woman seed is the clone seed on this planet. It's like when the gods came here and they multiplied themselves. A lot of people say, well, we don't have overpopulation. Yes, we do. We got too many motherfuckers on this planet that are destroying it. If we had people that was doing what they were supposed to do on this planet, it'd be different. But
right.
We got a whole bunch of clones, which in my interpretation is the woman seed. That's destroying this planet. And I was wondering, how do you feel about that concept for us? You know, just take out the, you know, for us, overpopulation and the clones. Are there clones here? And, you know, what is your concept on that?
Well, there are clones here. So, yeah, that's true. Now, as far as, you know, were there people here prior, before the gods came down to the planet Earth? The answer is yes, because they mixed with the daughters of men.
Mm.
You know, wow. According to the Bible, if we have to, you know, have a reference to something, you know what I'm saying, that they came
yeah.
down and mixed with the daughters of men. There were two types of beings that actually came down, you know what I'm saying, and Michael and his angels and Lucifer and his angels came down.
Okay.
They both mixed with the daughters of men. So there, and they bore mighty children or mighty men or Gabarin, which means giants. And they talked about in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, that there were giants in those days. And that's how we get the mighty men, right, Doc? Am I right? Because it's been a minute since I've been in the Bible.
And that's
them. Yeah, the Gaborans. So, but I don't see it as the woman seed is are the clones. And we're talking about the original woman. The first woman, we're talking about Eve, or that mitochondria DNA, which they're trying to get rid of now
okay.
by doing all this genetic splicing and cloning and stuff that's taking place. 215-715, your mic is open. Come on in with us. I don't see it as the woman is responsible for the destruction, because if we look at who is really responsible for the destruction of the planet Earth, it is men.
No,
because
I don't think it's
remember,
the woman
if
in particular,
we,
yeah.
If we really look at where the woman was for the past 200 years, she was in the goddamn kitchen.
Mm.
Right? If we really
yeah.
look at it, she was either
yeah.
in the kitchen, what'd they say, barefoot and pregnant. So
yeah.
how could a woman be responsible for the destruction of Earth herself when she was in the kitchen the whole time? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
It is a concentrated effort, because remember now, they started to even pretend to us, the devil, the physical devil, pretend to us that all of a sudden it's time to get right. And so I think it started in the late 80s, this whole Earth Day thing. Clean the planet. Keep our planet clean. Earth Day. All of a sudden, after they done fucked it up, they're asking
yep.
everybody who didn't fuck it up to help keep it clean.
Yeah,
and now the campaign done went so big and so huge, now it's go green to save our planet, right? Now it's a save our planet thing after they done fucked it up, right?
Mm.
And what I found out is that as above, so below. So if we look at the shit as above, so below, that there are other planets, right? The same way that there are other homes, houses, real estate on the planet Earth, right? As above, so below. I want y'all to see it as above, so below, houses and planets, right? So if you are a real estate investor and you come into a neighborhood and you want to sell the property of the neighborhood, then you would bring your crew in to put up signs and organize some type of neighborhood watch committee. That's how the neighborhood watch sign gets up. Then all of a sudden they find out that, okay, the dumpster is too far. That's why people trash is all over the goddamn place, because they ain't walking all the way to the dumpster. They need more dumpsters, so they put trash cans closer to the people's houses, or they set up a sanitary truck to come pick up the goddamn shit, because what
they want to do. They want to sell the planet. They want to sell the real estate. They want to sell the whole property in that area. So the planet was up for grabs in the early, in the late 90s. The planet, what I mean by the planet was up for grabs, it was up for sale. It started in the early 80s where they were saying Earth Day, save our planet, save our planet. In the meanwhile, people are believing that the planet was destined to die, but meanwhile, there were people outside of this planet that was looking to buy, looking to buy. Right. Okay, they said that the reptilians were even planning to get rid of the humans by making a second sun. And that second sun was Jupiter, right? They were trying to make Jupiter into a second sun, which would assist the death of a lot of humans on the planet Earth. It would assist because a lot of motherfuckers, black or white, in between or not, is not going to be able to stand a double sun. You fuck around and go outside, nigga, you look just like one of the motherfuckers in Blade movie. Unless you can live in the water like a reptilian. Unless you can live in the water like the reptilians. Or if you know where to go, like the cave dwellers, where they're shaved. But they were setting it up where they were, where the planet was up for grabs and they needed to sell it. They needed to sell it. And it seems like now they got new landlords now over the planet.
They're selling the Earth for?
Huh?
How much was they selling the planet for?
I don't know, maybe for some Starbucks, boo-boo. Galactic Bucks, I mean, shit. I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, Starbucks did pop up, shit.
That's true.
Out of nowhere. Shit, who knows? But now, I don't see it as that, as the woman seed or the clones that are destroying the planet because, you know, if we look at it, women ain't did shit for over millions of years. We ain't did nothing.
I want to say that I believe that... There were primordial man and woman before the gods, and the woman that they speak of in particular, when you go to the ancient texts of the Sumerian tablets, and see, this is where I learned this actually from Dr. York. I studied a lot of his books and then a lot of his writings and a lot of other individuals too, and they all seem to come right back to the Sumerian tablets, which is over 2,000 tablets that they found in Iraq. And these tablets was written by the believers of the gods. You got the Enuma Elish, the Sumerian tablets.
Right, the Gilgamesh epics,
Epic of Gilgamesh. And all
the
of these stories. Yeah, exactly. See, all of these stories relate to mainly like one concept, and that is there existed a people before the gods came here, and when the gods came here, they pretty much rewrote history. And when they rewrote history, they started history with their clones. And one of their first clones was, you know, the metaphoric name, you know how they do things. Eve just meant the beginning. Eve, she represented the beginning of a new people, that's why God had told them in the Bible, you must, I will give you power over this, I will give you power over that, and you must subdue the earth. I never did understand if Adam and Eve was the first people on this planet, what would they have to subdue? Well, what they were doing was they were subduing the earth from the original inhabitants.
Right,
because
we know that Adam and Eve
was
not the first people on the planet.
Exactly.
We know that.
Okay.
We know that Adam and Eve was not first, even by the word Genesis, which translates to Bodica, which means replenish.
Yeah, exactly. As if though there was going to be an eradication of the original people, and it was going to be replenished with this certain kind of slave-like man that are this clone that the gods made in each of their own image. That's why you got Asians that looks like Buddha. You got Aborigines that look like their deity and so forth and so on. There were seven deities that came down that and cloned themselves through men. So it's like, no, I support the concept 100% that, no, it wasn't woman in particular. I just feel like it was a particular clone.
Yeah, you know, because cloning go back millions of years. This is nothing new.
Yeah.
They just, humans have finally got the technology to clone from what is considered the extraterrestrials. Y'all may call them gods or aliens or angels, but cloning goes back millions of years ago. Ninti, there were scientists, according to the Sumerian doctrine, that there were scientists that already was doing a cloning, such as how you got your Homo erectus, your Homo sapien, you know what I'm saying? They were cloning them for perfection.
Yeah.
And it was, right. Right, and it was Eve's tribes, and it was Eve's tribes called the Pygmies,
yeah,
the Tahites or the Pygmies, right, that
mm-hmm.
were here first on the planet. That's why when they found the bones of Lucy, she stood 4 feet and some change.
Is that the
you
Dagon tribe, the Dagon tribe of, you know,
Bali?
The ones that they prophesied of the Sirius
right.
B constellation, I think it was?
Yeah, the Dagon tribe is the tribe
yeah.
that exists today, that still exists today, that goes back with that history.
Okay.
Yeah, as well as the Pygmies, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, do you...
And the Watusis, who were Adam's people.
Are you aware of this lost continent called the Land of Mu, or Wu, whatever they call it, that supposedly sank?
Oh, you're talking about Atlantis?
No, he's talking about Mu. That Mu was created.
Atlantis is a city. I'm talking about there's some type of lost continent that they talk about called the Land of Mu. Or Wu. I don't know what it's called.
It's Mu, where Mui men and Mui men come from. Mu was supposedly created by the followers. You know the Moorish shrine temple, right? They got their origins from some European writer who wrote a book.
Are you talking about where it's between the Red Sea? Is that... Where we had it, that particular continent near the Red Sea?
The Mu, the people of Mu.
It's around...
Well, Smoke, push one on your keypad, man. Where you at? You talk about no, Don. Where you at?
I'll call Don.
Okay. Goddamn, time here, man. This is the one of the leadership. The chat room don't exist no more.
Oh, it's not my fault.
How you doing, Smoke? Come on, chime in with us. What you got?
I think it's in the Indian Ocean.
Wait a minute, B.A. I think Smoke knows what you're talking about. Go ahead, Smoke.
All right. What they're saying is the land of Lumeria was stating in the Pacific Ocean, even between what they call the Ring of Fire. And that's even the plates, the tectonic plates on the planet. So it's even that they try to say the original man on the planet came from Lumeria, but according to them too, these men are what they call the Chochapoya or the cloud people who they scared of Caucasians with straight hollow hair. So I dismissed that theory one time. They also got it from Salone, who was the grandfather of, who was that, Socrates, I believe it was. It was one
there
of these philosophers. And Salone came to Kemet in a town called Sais, or Neith. You read Neith was a patron goddess, and Neith also equates to Athena. So Athena is one of their patron goddesses in Greek. So they also, you know, they was looking at the similarities, like, yeah. And they also got welcome inside you because of the goddess, the straight goddess energy that they was worshiping, I guess. So Salone got the knowledge of the information of what they call Lumeria, even of what they call Atlantis, but still dealing with that, it was an ancient term that the priest also told these Caucasians that they have no antiquity. They have not been on the planet that long that they don't even know about this place because they were not there. This was a place that Africa, the carbon people, let me not say Africans, the carbon beings initially
mm-hmm.
came to the planet, and when they were doing what they call the experiments and whatnot, they started here on that beautiful land. But even as the topic was on the black devils started transgressing, so they had a sink that island. That's why that had a sink. That's why Atlantis had a sink as well.
Well, there's no proof that either of them exist, just to let you know.
Well, why would you mention the goddamn continent, the lost continent, B.A.?
No, I just wanted to know your take on it. There's no proof that either of them don't exist. I just wanted to hear your take.
Okay, wait a minute.
Exist.
Well, okay, go look up. They said that the deep sea divers have proven that there are cities.
Yeah, in the Atlantic, there is proof. Yeah.
Yeah, near the Keys and all of that. Just go do your research, baby, before you talk about something. You know, before you get down and bite your head off.
There's no proof that none of
it
exists.
Say what?
I stated there's no proof that none of that exists.
Okay, but did you look up did you do the research first? Because, I mean, I don't know where y'all be looking at. Do y'all look one time, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, you just pull up one link and it says there's no proof, or do you keep going?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to, you know, this is a treasure hunt, baby. You got to fucking really dig deep to find the truth. That's why they called it discover, because it's something that is covered under a whole bunch of bullshit. You got to dig for the truth.
What they, the remains of Atlantis and this continent that he found under the ocean is basically, I would have to say, giant statues. That's why they're asking that these places exist. It's giant statues. I think that they type of under the ocean as well.
Okay, yeah, but nobody built those statues underwater, sweetheart.
No, we don't know what could have happened, to be honest.
Matter of fact,
you
I got
never
book
cease
right
to
here,
amaze me, B.A. As the smoke gets dropped, all that shit, then you say, well, there's no proof of it anyway. If there's no proof,
that,
then
but,
you
but
should
the
not
is,
speak of the matter.
See, that don't make him right, though. I mean, he's going off theory anyways, to be honest.
How is that theory?
Okay, but obviously, I mean, listen, B.A., it doesn't make sense, my good brother, for you to say, what are your thoughts on a lost continent that they're speaking about? Then I say, well, wait a minute, Smoke. Well, Smoke got some thoughts on it. And then you say, well, anyway, it's bullshit. The shit don't exist. Nigga, you asking about a person's thoughts. You ain't asking whether or not if their thoughts is right and exact. Like, goddamn, can we just have our moment of intellectual capacity?
There's a difference between
being able to speak on the matter is the most important goddamn thing.
All right, my brother D.O., are you aware of the electromagnetic that is going on under the planet?
I said there's a difference between me saying it don't exist completely and me saying that there's no proof. All I said was there's no proof. I said it may exist. I don't know.
Well, there is proof. That's the only thing. There is proof.
There's substantial
proof. What you can be considered proof. But even they don't know if that's even enough proof that these places existed.
Some of those bridges and those things that was found up under the water in the Atlantic, they found bridges that went on for over 22 miles and just it's just incredible structures right off the Florida Keys and in the Bermuda area.
In the triangle, that's right.
Yeah, they found just countless examples of civilizations that existed not only during the time of Atlantis but beyond the date of Atlantis. They've carbon dated some of this stuff, and it goes back beyond what they can actually count. So when you got proof like that, that should be enough proof, I think, brother.
You gotta have proof. That's really just assumption because they found incidental evidence. I don't work off that. Sorry.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
I'm
gonna
kind of switch it. Like I've seen ships flying in the sky. Other people
this goddamn boy,
so,
fucking Malcolm, boy,
happen?
God damn.
Is that not proof?
Okay, Malcolm, it ain't about you no more. We want to be educated on what they talking about. How about that, goddamn it? They found, thank you for those who want to know.
Okay.
There's about some highways underneath the fucking sea, because this is my first time knowing that shit. Thank y'all so much, AC. I appreciate your love, because, you know, shit, I want to know.
All right.
Goddamn, B.A.?
I'll shut up, then. They can go ahead.
Yeah, 220. Talk. I can bet. I said, stop burping him. Hell no. Okay, let's go back to AC, you wanna say something, AC?
No, no,
on,
I just wanted to say that there's irrefutable evidence that civilization, especially off the coast of the Atlantic, in particular, there's a lot of energy going on in the Atlantic Ocean, even right now today, but there's always been irrefutable evidence of civilizations that had existed thousands and thousands of years before they even started dating, and they've carbon dated half of this stuff. They found bridges. They found roads, a cement road that's so freaking long. I just threw a number out there, but it was astronomically long. And stuff like that, it's proof up under there. If you want to find proof, it's like, where else did that shit come from? It had to come
right.
from a civilization.
220 said they made it up. Come on in, 220. Stop bullshitting, man. Y'all be putting a bunch of shit in the chat room, man. I'm going to disconnect the chat room when we goddamn take off, goddamn it. Can't hear everybody. I'm going to ban everybody on the line and shit. Got to come back in the next day. Shit, fuck that shit. Get everybody out the chat room. What you got, 220? Why you say they made it up?
Oh, I don't have nothing to say. y'all the experts.
We are not just the expert. That's why we're all on the leadership. You know what I'm saying?
But John, did you know that around the Red Sea area?
I'll take people to where I'm
thank
at.
You,
yeah,
220. Thank you, Malcolm, for jumping in defense of 220.
I was just saying that. Did you also know in the around the Red Sea they also found chariots of that nature, what the Egyptians used to use? I mean, somebody can make the statement that maybe when God split the Red Sea, that could have been a historical fact. But again, you don't know, so I mean, you can't say that.
Well, what's interesting is that don't you know what's coming soon? And I don't know how soon it is, but like some more cities now will be underwater, like your Florida, your
California.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
All they need is one more major earthquake in the water. So that's
going to
happen.
That.
And then another 100 years from now, it's going to be another Malcolm on Don Nicolion's Descendants show saying there's no proof that California existed. There's no proof that there's a city. It's going to be the same shit. Watch, you'll see. Your descendant against my descendant and AC and Smoke descendants. And 220 ain't going to have none because she ain't going to have no babies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I hear you. She said by me,
she ain't going to have no descendants. Girl, you better have a baby before the world ends, goddammit.
I got to find a man first. I'm not finding a man then.
Yeah, they easy, honey. They go to the sperm bank. You ain't got to have one of them now. They just artificially inseminate your ass real quick.
John,
it's simple now. You
gotta
find no man. You just tell the doctor you don't want no niggas sick, fucked up mentally. Well, no goddamn. I mean, that's the best way to goddamn produce now. You don't think? Because you can't motherfucker. You don't know if the nigga you looking at is a rapist or got some genetic defect in his bloodline. So you might as well go to the goddamn sperm bank and tell him exactly what you don't want.
I'd rather do it the first.
So my good brother B.A., when they built the dam at Aswan, that started flooding out a lot of temples in the Nubian region. So these temples are actually underwater. Do they not exist as well, or do you need proof that they was above water at one point in time?
Proof they was above water.
Hmm.
Good point.
Fireline has asked a question. She asked it to me, but the answer would be no, but I'm sure somebody here has. She says, have you heard about the opening at the North Pole where you can go into the inner cities or the inner of the earth, inside the earth?
Yeah, I
know that there are caverns or doorways or openings that can get you into the center of the earth or the inner, you know, center of the earth. I know that. I just didn't know about the North Pole. I just know it exists.
Yeah, I got somebody that can tell you where they all at.
Oh, okay. They said that's how you get the Aurora Borealis, because the sunlight inside, the sun inside the planet Earth is the light that's coming from inside outside. And that's how you were able to see the. I can see the Aurora Borealis real good when I'm in Key West. That shit is incredible. Look like a Simon Says game.
Hmm.
That shit is incredible. They said the entrance is at the North and the South Pole.
It's more than that.
Oh, it is? So they didn't make that up, 220?
I mean, I ain't never been there, but I mean, I know somebody that talk about it all the time. That dude I had on your show that day.
He talked about it, but they didn't make that up, huh?
Zachariah Ascension
didn't make that up, huh?
No, he wasn't really talking about that type of stuff. He was talking about some other stuff. Hey, I didn't say he made it up. He said it himself.
He said he made it up. Yeah, I'm sure he said he made it up, but he's a fucking liar. Zachariah Ascension couldn't make up shit like that. He didn't even have the right translation to make the shit up.
Make up what? What is this talking about?
Of the Sumerian tablets, of the tablets, of the Enumelish, the Atrahasis, the Dead Sea Scrolls. He was way off. That's where I was thinking was off.
Yeah, he was on a lot of.
He even spelled Anunnaki wrong. Anunnaki.
They praise him for being the leader of all that genre, though.
They praise him for being what?
they praise him today for being the leader of it, and he was at the bottom of the totem pole, really.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
A lot of black people praise him, too. That shit is incredible. That's one of the most, I don't know, for something, I mean, I don't know. Here's my way of life. Mind if I share? Can I be heard? Here's my way of life. My way of life is this. If I don't know the author, I'm not going to read your book. If you're dead, I'm not going to fuck with you. If I don't know the author, I can't, I mean, know them like how I know y'all. I read your book, A.C., because I know you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I read a Minty book because I know her. You know, and I can simply call you if I got questions. But, and you black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm for real. I'm for real about that. It's just a lot of these, I don't read Caucasian shit. I don't read it. And only because I still read the Bible, or I don't still read it, I quote from it, because I've been indoctrinated in it as a child. That's like me still knowing the Cinderella story and all of that, because it's in me. But ain't no way in hell you going to get me to read Zachariah Ascension, David Icke, and all of them motherfuckers, and I don't know them niggas. I've never been to their house. That's why I do. I mean, I really feel that's why Dr. York to me is not just a person book that I read, but he's my friend. Same way I would consider you my friend and a Minty my friend, or anybody that's writing a fucking book, because I know you. I can come over to your house. You know what I'm saying? I come sit and break bread with you. Because a lot of these motherfuckers, if I don't know you, I don't even know what's in your head or yours, I'm not fucking with you. I'm careful about what I digest. People are saying that the food is killing us. I think that the books is killing you. Because, you know, that's why they came out with that pamphlet called Reader's Digest. They were telling you that you are digesting what you read, and you need to be careful what you're reading. So it's a lot of that shit, like, no way. I just don't. I don't read, you know, I don't read Caucasian shit, you know. And I don't even read newspapers. I get newspapers just to wipe my goddamn, use Windex and wipe my glass off with fucking newspapers. And use it for goddamn dog lining. Throw some newspaper on the floor, let the dog shit on it. But yeah, but you got to be careful what you read, because I don't, you know, I'm not. And that's why I can tell that a lot of people, they're like short-circuited. You notice that? Motherfuckers that read a lot of books, they got a short connection, they short-circuited. Is it me, or am I the only one that noticed that? Because the information is all mixed up in their head.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Clashing.
Huh? Yeah.
The information is clashing.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's clashing. You know, that's why niggas got to watch what they reading, boy. You never fucking know. And then I find it interesting that a lot of them is ready to cut your head off over a book that they read, and your ass disagree with that shit. The hell is that shit? You ready to kill me over a book written by a white man? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. You know, Dawn, I really love what you had said on the Luciferian concept, because I have no idea what is going on right now. The present movement toward Luciferian concepts, which are homosexual, and I love the metaphor you gave, the iambic meaning that you gave concerning the serpent nipping at the heel of the woman, being, I guess, the last concept of femininity, and then these faggots of Luciferian nature nipping at her. I love that concept, and I see that coming to pass today. But let me ask you, do you feel that, you know, outside of the Luciferian, because I don't want to connect reptilian with Luciferian right now. I just want to leave reptilian off on the side for speaking about the Kundalini. Do you feel that we have a reptilian brain?
No. Well, in a sense, yeah, because we've mixed our seed with the reptilians. This is why we got the web hands, and this is why we had gills and able to live in the water for a certain period of time through reproduction. You know what I'm saying? We mixed in with them.
Okay.
So this is our physical trait, but by nature, a lot of us are not them by nature. We got to look at the nature. Like, we look at all humans as if they're humans because they got skin and two eyes and one motherfucking nose and all that type of shit, and we automatically write them off as humans, but that's not the case.
But we do have the agreeable and disagreeable nature. You know what I'm saying? We all have that. We do have that, but we're talking about the nature of the reptilians.
Okay.
It's something totally different. The pure reptilians, you know their nature. Ain't nothing good come from them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I got a pure reptilian in my family, so I know these motherfuckers. It's like even when Paul said, no matter how good I want to be, I'm always doing evil because it's in his fucking nature.
Yeah.
It's in his nature, and it's just in their nature. And because this is the opening of the mouth ceremony, they are telling on themselves, finally. There was a time that they can disguise themselves with religion, disguise themselves as teachers in your school system, disguise themselves as your cousin, your brother, your mama, your daddy, or your wife, or you know what I'm saying? Or,
yeah.
Or whatever. And now they done took off that disguise. They are who they are, and they telling on themselves, and they don't give a fuck now because they're saying, as it is time for us to come together, it's time for them to come together.
Yeah. Do you feel that? Now that the great mixing has taken place and we have reptilian counterparts within our being, perhaps it's just my ideology that perhaps it's to our benefit that for the first time, because I believe when the reptilians first came here, the gods came here, we were naive in a fashion. We were blown away by their technology. We were blown away by their dominance and their ability. We didn't have no concepts of worship in the sense that they put it on us. And I feel like now that we've mixed in with them, so to speak, or we got some of their blood, we should be able to use that consciousness. Now that we got our reptilian knowledge in our blood, we got game. We, in other words, we up on game on the tricks that they can play on us. Before they were able to do that shit and laugh at us behind our backs, but now we're more conscious.
Right, we have the knowledge of agreeable and disagreeable. That's the thing.
Which makes us more godlike.
It was the Anunnakis that, that bred into us as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we can definitely use that to our advantage if we learn.
That's where we get like how the garden, how the Most High or God of that day and time in Genesis put the cherubs to guard the garden. You have a cherub in you. We all have cherubs in us, and our job is to put our cherub right at our heart center to protect our heart. Because as soon as you open up your heart, let's say it's to a black devil. Female, since you're a male, let's say it's a female, and as soon as you open up your heart, she is in non-ether form, but she's a six-ether being, and she touches it, and it breaks your fucking heart. You ain't got but four chambers, as above, so below. You know what I'm saying? And as long as you'll let them in, they got you. It's the same way the saying goes with the vampires. If you let them in, you are vulnerable. So, you know, that's why it's important that we do guard up. That's why most of the time, or damn near all, not 100% of the time in my life, I ain't trusting nobody, and I'm not letting my guard down. The guard down. I'm putting the guard in before me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let my guard down. I'm going to keep that cherub right at the gate of my sacred garden. You know what I'm saying? Because they always want to get in. Why do they want to get in for? So you need that disagreeable spirit right before you. You need to put that motherfucker right there because that disagreeable or that cherub or that reptilian nature, so to speak, is there to protect you. That's why in Revelation it said that Melchizedek surrounded himself around the four beasts. Well, let's equate. Let's just say that the four beasts are the four reptilians, right? Because it said that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, correct?
Correct.
So then let's just say that those four beasts that Melchizedek surrounded himself with was to protect him. He can't protect himself with a bunch of agreeable people. This is the same thing that happened, like you said, with us and Eve and all of that. We were so fucking Cain and Abel. Too much agreeableness, get your ass slaughtered, correct?
You was just saying that on the show earlier, how when they were saying all of this shit about Luciferian and this homosexuality, everybody was like, amen, 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 until you jumped on. It was that agreeable nature. That agreeable nature reminds me so much of what I have learned about Adam and how easy it was to trick Adam.
Exactly.
You know?
And Eve.
And Eve,
And Abel.
And Abel, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it wasn't no cherub. The only one.